You're listening to Blue Box Baseball. Our cover today's game will start soon. Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Booby Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Booby Sox Baseball. Our cover of today's game will start soon. Booby Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Booby Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Booby Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. We'll be right back. listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Softball. Our coverage of game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging's pregame show from Prince George Stadium. We're getting set for three in this six-game series. The Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Along the pole, I'm Matt Zabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. It's not too easy to cut corners when discussing last night's loss for the Bay Sox. It was, in a pretty simple word, devastating, as the Bay Sox had a 5-3 going into the top of the ninth inning and could not seal five runs across Richmond. The first six batters of the inning all reaching safely. There were two able by Kobe Mayo at third base, a couple of infield play, and then eventually a game-sealing two-run home run by Jacob Hayward, who had only came as a pinch runner in the inning. But Bowie, they had plenty of chances, just as they did on Tuesday in the loss that saw them strand 10 base and 8 runners in scoring position. Bowie constantly put runners on base, and they were able to drive a handful in. They just weren't able to really build their lead any other than just 2 runs. And every time they built it to a 2-run lead, Richmond would just inch right back closer, back within 1 run. It was pretty much chicken until the Squirrels finally decided to bring out the heavy bag for that top of the ninth inning. And Bowie missed out on a golden opportunity to push into sole possession place as the Erie Seawolves also lost last night in 10 innings against the Altoona Curve. In a clearly tough fashion, Erie had runners at third with no one out in the bottom of the 10th and not score as Altoona took that game to 1. So for Bowie, the mess clear, although it's not necessarily that it's easier said than done. you've just got to try a little bit harder. That's what Kyle Moore had directed to his team in last night's loss, is that there are 10 games left to play in this season, and you try as hard as you can to wrap series with as many wins as possible, because you are still current in the playoffs if you're the Bowie Bay Sox, who are tied with Erie. They hold tiebreaker, and if these final 10 games don't fully favor you, you'll be sitting at home once the division series comes to pass. Someone is going to be flying squirrels for the first of three-game series. As we open birds ahead of today's game, Richmond for game number 128 on the year, 61-66 record, a two-streak, 5-5 over their last 29-36 on the... Bowie comes in for game number 129 this season, 63-65 season, but a three-game losing streak for the Basics, 4-6 over their last 10, 35-30 when playing in front of the home crowds here at Prince George's Stadium. As Bowie is 36-23 in half, that is no longer the best Western League, as the Portland Sea Dogs have been surging. They've won 9 of their last 10 in Portland. In the Northeast Division, leads the league at 37-22, but Bowie and Erie are still tied in half at 36-20, while Richmond in the second half 21-30. That is behind New Hampshire by one half of the worst record in the Eastern League in this second half. Starting pitching matter today's game sees Landon Roop go for Richmond, while Bowie tosses Garrett Dallings, first time that the Bay Sox are seeing this year. He's another right-hander that jumped up through three levels this year. His organization, much like yesterday's starting pitcher, or not Matt Frisbee, Keaton 2 days ago, when we'll again start on day. But you've seen a lot with those strikeout arms that the Giants have been able to really develop lately. Roop allowed 4 runs, just 4 innings in his AA debut. Strikeouts have really started to ramp back up for UNC Wilmington grad. He 17 punchouts in his last 12 innings and 23 sprawl in 16 innings here at AA. Across all of his levels this year, Roop has struck out 104 and walked only 30 batters in less than 100. He's only allowed 5 home runs as well, but have come here at AA, so he has a couple in the zone well enough for fine. This ballpark, of course, be the best opportunity for Bowie to pick up a couple of home runs themselves. But heck about home runs, we do have to talk about Stallings, as Stallings starts for 5-10 with a 6.44 ERA. His 26 home runs out this season are tied for them by any pitcher and a single season in franchise history with Josh Tower 1999. So Stallings gives up one more over his final starts of the season. He could be that guy's record holder. But after he got a home run and 3 runs against East Week, it didn't seem to matter much because he still tossed 6 innings. Really, right. Even if he does give up a ball here and a couple of runs, I really, as long as Stallings finish out the first trip of the order with minimal damage, the first 9 batters, if he doesn't give up a run, then enough for him today, I feel, Adam.
Yeah, I think that Stallings, obviously, the pitcher that has been here with the Bay Sox a year, Richmond, is a lineup that is facing him for a fifth time, but the ability to multiple times to get deep into the game has been so for him, and obviously the numbers slated, he had one terrible match extremely well in July, pitched well in August as well, and I think that it's big to go to a guy like Stallings in a big like this to try to get you deep in and let your offense do some work against a bit of an inexperienced starter, and you can get a big win and put what was such a tight last night behind you.
So Stallings got to stay lately, as we caught up with weeks back following his good starting set when Bowie was at Prince George's Stadium. We'll replay that interview for you now, as we want to just, you know, follow on what some of his thoughts have been carrying that, as Adam mentioned, tough June into an incredible month of July, and as he's looked for consistency here in August, September. As we continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pre-show, Stallings is our guest next. You're listening to Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great... Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bays fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most, and whether it's braces or Invisaligners, anyone can get the smile they've all wanted with our flexible payment options. With the country's leading orthodontist right here in the area, we love to see Bay Sox fans' confidence. So get that amazing smile. You visit radsmile.com today for your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad, official smile provider of the Bowie Bays.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach ache, pulled muscles to poison ivy, there is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescriptions are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First for you. Patient First and fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. every day.
Hey fans, know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown Masters of Ballpark Trivia, playing free and easy on any mobile device. Over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend championship again in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's keep it going here with the DCA Imaging pregame show. Game 2-6 between Bowie and Summers. Garrett Stallings spun his second consecutive quality start last night. Six strong innings, and we're checking in with him right now. Just the quick, usually the best pitch working for you last night.
I would say that my curveball was pretty good last night. I actually didn't have too much, so I kind of relied more heavily on slider and curveball. But just to change speeds, try to balance, and did for the most part. Got, one fastball, but overall was pretty good.
Of course, news coming out of the last couple of weeks was the Orioles announcing a minor league pitcher for the month of July. The news get broken to you. Did Kyle Moore let you know?
Yeah, Kyle Moore let me know in the clubhouse with Rui Ortiz at the same time before he broke it to him, which was kind of special. Like, having, the player and pitcher come from the same team was kind of a special moment. Even more so after my comeback from the month of June and more to me. So, a moment, something I won't forget.
Is there much that you think back on from June's point, or is it still just taking start by appearance and improving on each inning?
Yeah, obviously it's hard to not reflect on what had happened, but I think, in order for you to, there has to be someone who loses, and I think that was my time of using and learning from that situation, and I think I've come out better because of it. So, I'm grateful for my ups and downs, and like you said, just kind of take each start, and a few more this year, I want to finish strong.
We were talking a little bit before this. You said you were surprised at the big response from some of your folks at the alma mater, that volunteer fan base. They really showed you up to say, big job, congrats, man. What kind of reaction like?
Yeah, I mean, it means the world. It feels like, I left Marcon, Tennessee, and loved every second being there. And, my mind left it in a better place than it was. And it's so fun on this side of things, watching the program grow. And, I still can call that place home, and with the coaches and, fans. And pretty special getting the shout out.
As we continue on with Garrett on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, what have been some of the maybe drills or changes that you've been working on in some of your bull Josh Conway lately? Is there anything that you might even a slight behind the scenes?
Yeah, I won't give you all the details. It's probably not as much as, most people would think. I think, slight things with my posture, a lot of low too. So I think it's just getting back, being confident, and, I'm here for a reason, and I'm going to go out there and show it out with the best of my ability every time I can. It's just been awesome to be able to continue to build from start. Even these last two or three starts, I feel like my stuff's gotten sharper and sharper, throwing to better locations, and it's just something I'm always fine-tuning certain things, not too much, but I think it's been working to continue to grow with the development people here, and it's a fun ride.
Bullpen's still been putting up some great numbers as well. So, how do you normally confer with them? And do you guys converse a lot? You aren't necessarily too close to each other, but maybe when they come back out and Rich is going out for a second inning, or Lucas is going to go out for a third inning.
It's I'm going to let them do their game. Yeah, maybe if like the umpires make more of a high strike zone versus a low strike zone, that might be something I share. But they're not getting too much in my business. I'm not getting too much in theirs. But right, we've had an incredible bullpen lately. And it's been really fun just watching build off of each other. I think that's you see one guy have success and he could torch to the next guy, and I think there's a reason that the offense, the pitching, the defense, I think has been pretty sharp lately, and I think that's having so much success.
What's the for you? Is it just, like I had said before, improve on each start?
Absolutely. I mean, I know I'm thrilled, going deep into a lot of games lately, going out to the sixth, something that I've always kind of slowed on is, being conditioned, being strong enough to be able to hang in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning as first or second. So, honestly, been healthy most of the year. Just want to continue to steer healthy on top and just continue to prove what I can.
And then as we continue off Stallings here on the pregame show, biggest coming into this week, Ryan Watson both getting the call up to AAA. What was your reaction like celebrating with those guys? They got the news.
Yeah, I was super excited for him. This is, I think, an organization where most of the guys are very thrilled when, you know, guys are getting promoted, you know, opens more spots, brings guys lower levels up, get new opportunities. So I was thrilled for the both of them. Been guys that, you know, I've leaned here and continue to watch, and super proud of Ryan Watson, the growth he's gone through. And, you know, he's just been a straight line across the board. And, you know, Rahm's been pretty sharp, you know, his ball's getting, you know, increasing, you know, he throws like 8 pitches, you know, he's always going uncomfortable against the lineup. So, you know, again, I hope to be pitching with those guys for a long time, so really happy for him.
Any new shows you've been watching on that long run leading into this long homestand?
I finished that show, The Terminal, which was pretty cool, but I haven't seen anything else new since yet. That. But
it takes effort to start.
I don't know. Really, if you got any ideas, my way.
Well, if you got HBO, Westworld has been my show to go to season 4, but we can talk about that. Thank you so much for the time.
No problem. Thank you.
It's Garrett Stallings here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside. Be back in a bit. Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is a partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call for general pest control, termite, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. Just at 301-2300 or visit us online at www.pestnet.com.
Hey kids, the Bay Soxers Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. New club members get access to special members' events, discount ticket offers, and for just signing up. Parents, head over to Sox.com to sign up your kids. Miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at the stadium this season and next. Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at Sox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the area, the Steam Fitters UL 602 Apprenticeship Program is the choice for you. For more information on our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-62.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Well, we're really entering the final stretch of the 2022 campaign. Great to be with you here tonight. My name is Adam Pohl. Of course, Matt Sabon is to my right as we are getting ready for first pitch, the Bay Sox and the Richmond Flying Trolls. Well, even we had a definite defeat last night, they are still right there, tied for first place in the Southwest Division with Erie with a record of 36-23. Tuna, though, is making a run. The Curve have won 4 in a row. The Pirates affiliate got a big Sunday afternoon win 2 weeks ago here in Boone to kind of stay right in the rearview mirror of the Bay Sox. Erie and the Altoona Curve are 3.5 games out of first place. Akron only 4 back as well, although Akron had a tough one last night, altogether Rubber Ducks still do play Bowie. Bowie going to Akron in the final week of the year. So here is where we are. The Bay Sox have 10 games remaining. Now, even though right now, if you look at the standings online, Bowie is above Erie, that's only due to alphabetical order. Erie would win the breaker. Matt spoke to that earlier. So therefore, the Bay Sox, if they finish right here, it would not be enough. And, of course, working hard to bet the Seawolves when it's all said and done and play in the upcoming Eastern League playoffs. Now, if that were to happen, their opponent would be this Richmond Flying Squirrels. And one of the interesting things is a lot of times you do see youngsters that really haven't had much time starting postseason game. We saw Keaton Wynn in the opener. He allowed 2 runs on 6 in 5 innings. He has only been up a handful of starts. And once again tonight, it will be Landon, who is 10-3 with a 5-1 ERA over the 3 different levels this year. He's won 2 in a row as a starter in this. And tonight is only his 4th double-A start. But I'm telling Bay Sox, make it to the best of 3. It would not be a if we are sitting here just weeks from now watching pitchers like Keaton Wynn and Landon Roop on the hill for with the season on the line. In, of course, we hope against Bowie. The Bay Sox are in alternate orange tops. They have taken the field. We're going to take a quick break. Aqua starting lineups in tonight's first pitch right after this on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Box. The best value to see the best game, Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 10 on your selected seat from day one. Enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 01-464-465 or heading online to Baseball.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, put devices, scanning, and workflow, to security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Shooter displays by Z Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky. Top of the line fireworks shows, Firewatch games all season long. We will get the best bang for your buck. Sky displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom quarry plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more at us at 570-328-361 or visit us at zypyrotechnics.com.
It's time for Bowie Talks Baseball, the Double-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox seat brought to you by Check Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green First, Royal Arms, Smile Turns, and EY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ball, it's time for Bowie Baseball.
Ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game three of this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrel and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for dropping by. Matt Sabatis with you from the Bowie. And as Garrett Stoll forms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Flying Squirrels that he'll face like this. Leading off in safety, you've got Shane Matheny, followed by Tyler Fitzgerald at second base, batting second. Devin Konas is the designated hitter, batting. Will Wilson is the shortstop, clean up. Brandon Martirano is the batting fifth. Tristan Peters in left sixth. Carter Aldretti at third base bats seventh. Riley Mahon at first base eighth. And Jake rounds out the starting lineup in right field. He'll bat ninth. Richmond is the Double-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Esguerra, Danny Santon, and Gary Davenport. Chris is the athletic trainer. Richmond 1-66 on the season, 27 in the second half, and again their lineup beat Fitzgerald, Rincones, Sin Martirano, Peters, Mahon, Hayward, all Dollings on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 300 feet down the line to both left and right field, 5 feet to straightaway center with very little wind this evening. A bit of sun is streaking across in right, but mostly shade on the infield and away across center field. Lethini digging in at 254 average and 809 OPS this season in 8 games. As Stallings holds it with the sign, kicks and fires the first pitch. Fastball that misses outside. Underway at 6:37 on a 74-degree, partly cloudy day at Prince George's Stadium. It's cleared up mostly. I'll say it's mostly sunny. Next pitch off to the right side, it's 1-1. Partly cloudy, more so a little bit around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but we're glad to have much clearer skies than we had days in this series. Matheny within a triple, 12 home runs this season. Pitch, called a strike, good off-speed to hit the outside edge of the zone, and it's 47 runs driven in season for Matheny. He's led off games in this series. As they've got a light shift on, the 1-2 pitch as a curve is up and away, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bowie is off of back-to-back losses in this series, consecutive losses for the Bay Sox. Light was one of the toughest they've had all season. The 2-2, swinging it pulled over foul to the right side as he far outside of that slider. And it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowie had a free lead going into the ninth inning in this game before Richmond used a combination of 3 hits, 2 runs, and a 2-run home run. The 2-2 swung, missed for strike three. Pulling starts his day with a strikeout on a 2-2 pitch. Nice breaking ball down low. Tell you about the defense for Bowie. From left to right in the outfield, got Davis Tavares, Hudson Haskin, and Zach Watson. Kobe Mayo is at third. Nice is the shortstop. Connor Norby is. Andrew Dashbach at first. Maverly catches behind the plate for Garrett Billings on the mound. As Tyler Fitzgerald steps in, first pitch home, and he lines it out left and down for a base hit. Oh, leaping glove of Tavares for Hernandez as well. As Fitzgerald goes, he's got hits in 5 consecutive games. They had a pretty hard shift on for that one. So Diego Rincones with a runner at first. .254 average for Tonez, a .673 OPS in 8-3 games, 11 doubles and no triples, 8 homers, 38 runs batted in. Again, a hard shift on, made close to the bag, her dies deep in the hole, 0-4. As the first pitch into the right-hander is lifted on a line the other way. Outfield for a base hit, and then this will allow her to move to third. It's picked in center by Haskin and sent back to the infield. First pitch swing to back batters, and Richmond collects singles out of it. Rincones is aboard. Now they're at the corner, still with only one. Stallings needful here. Wilson will step in. The first inning had one of the most dangerous for Stallings this year. The second inning has been his worst all year. Trailed closely by the third, and they've all been pretty much neck and neck. Rickin just leads them all. Will, 245, a .789 OPS, 42 games, but he's played Bowie season. First pitch, and he hacks at it. Ball up and in, gets by the start. Six doubles and no Wilson, eight homers, 21 runs batted in. First and third, still only in a scoreless top of the first, as Bowie has got out of this three-game skid. 0-1 pitch from Stallings, and a slider misses down in a 1-1. Garrett Stallings, a 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old hander from Chesapeake, Virginia, traded Los Angeles Angels in 2020. It was the Jose Iglesias deal. On the season with Bowie, he's 5 with a 6.44 ER. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and ticked. Hit off catcher's glove and falls up to run the count to a ball and two strikes. 107 and two-thirds innings for Stallings season. He leads the team in total innings pitched. He's 9th in the Eastern League category. He struck out on 9 batters and walked only 26. He's also given up 26 home runs. That's tied for the franchise within a single season by an individual pitcher, and that also leads the Eastern League. First and third, we'll be here in the top of the first inning. 1-2 strikes on Wilson. Next pitch in, and Wilson watches it miss low. Slider under the knees, it's 2-2. Stall coming off of a quality start against Erie. He took a no decision in that test as he left with the game tied at 3. 6 innings of 3-run ball. Sits, no walks, only 2 strikeouts. He saw a home run. Stallings has had 1 home run in each of his last 4 starts. 2 is called strike 3. Got it with a slider on the upper outside. Stallings logs his 2nd strikeout. Comes at a critical time here with runners at the corners. Now 2-0 Brandon Martirano. Your umpiring crew for today's game. Krupa is the crew chief. He's over at 3rd. Tyler Whitty is at 1st. And Gabe Elton calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Martirano, .223 average, a .713 OPS. 86 games played this season. As the first pitch in from Stallings is swung on and missed. Richmond going first pitch on all the last 4 plate appearances, not the first. Feeney held off on a high fastball, should clear, but it's nothing and one to start on that lunge. Yeah, Stallings' decision against Erie, partly go-ahead home run in the 8th inning by Davis. Bowie lost 4-3. The 0-1 pitch, Arano misses low. Slider under the knees, and the count runs even into a strike. But Stallings has been a relatively fine run here in September. It's his 2nd start. His aug bit mixed. Next pitch, slider outside, and it's 2 balls and a strike. He was the minor league pitcher of the month in July thanks to his 1.46 ER, 5 appearances. 5 starts in August saw him go 1 with a 4.67 ER. That was much of the difference. One really tough start, and that was his 2nd dance with Somerset. Went team twice in 1 week. Sunday starter can get burned, and Stallings hit with 6 earned runs and 4 in 1 innings. 2-1 pitch here. Arano pops it up. On the field right side, Dashbach needs to navigate between the sun and the shade, and getting into foul territory, he makes the catch. A pair of one-outs. First pitch looked to cause danger, but Stallings works through it. Bottom of the first coming up. Richmond nothing. Set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing jet calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls the plumbers of Local 5 Washington. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done, you need the plumbers of Local Washington, D.C. Starship with them today. Visit 5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to keep on your annual health screenings. Visit our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Rogers Community Medical Center, or one of our care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. LuminousHealth.org.
Well, Garrett Stallings, that flying squirrel scoreless in the top of the first. So as we move to the bottom of the frame, maybe the Bucks offense can back him up a little bit. Landon Roop warms on the mound for flying squirrels. The starting Bucks that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Connor Beef, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting Hudson Haskin in center field, bat Earl Hernandez at shortstop, cleans up. Zach Watson in right field bats fifth, and Chuck at first base sixth. Maverick Henley is the catcher, batting seventh. Chris Gibbs, DH, bats eighth, and Davis in left field, batting ninth. Sox to the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orange by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohnfacto, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Christian's coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield, and Blake Wooten, athletic trainers. Bowie is 6-65 on the season, 36-22 and half. And again, their lineup features Norby, Mayo, Haskin, Watson, Dashbach, Handley, and Tavares, all to face off a group on the mound. No left-handers in the lineup for Bowie. If there were no right-handers in the lineup, it would be a huge story. As the first pitch is called a strike. Ball maybe a little bit generous under the knees, and it's nothing and one to start. 2-9 for Norby, a 945 OPS in 54 games, as the next pitch is bounced up and through the gap for a base hit. Hits off into the grass, and Norby started with a single. A leadoff Norby, he's got hits in four of his last five games for Bowie. It's his game back in the leadoff role. It's August 18th, so nearly a full month. And when he shifted into the 2 and 3 slots, his numbers exploded. He's been batting about 350 cents. So it's good to say that it wasn't much to do with the lineup slot overall, but needing that one little refresher and Norfolk run with it. As Kobe Mayo, 269 average, a 770 first pitch, and Mayo watches sliding away, 1-0 to start. Five games for Mayo, three doubles, no trip, four home runs, including a massive home run last night, 13 in. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Mayo back on a slider. Flinched just a little bit, and the pitch came in a tad low. Runs it to two balls and no strikes. Mayo has been having goodies, however. He went 1-for-3, but drove in two runs in home run. 1-for-4 the day before, but had an RBI and a walk. Here's a pickoff the first, but the tag not applied to the other side of the baseman, Mahon. And we'll wait on the 2-0 pitch to Kobe Mayo. As we're scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning, Connor Norby leading off with a single as the Bay Sox try to jump early, the 2-0, and on Mayo gets a piece. But it goes right back to the catcher, right away. And the count runs even two strikes. Bowie has not scored in the first in a while. The last time that they actually pull it off was when Connor Norby picked up one of his first inning home runs. He still leads the league in that category. As the next offering is swung on in middle, it's 2-2 on Mayo. He hasn't scored in the first inning in a week. September 1st was the last time. 2 loss to Erie. Connor B had a first-inning home run. He's got 6 home runs in the first inning this season, Connor B. That's already tied for the most Eastern League, despite the fact that he's played in few games. Here's another pickoff throw, but going to slide back. So there's tag. Not fluid of a move out of the gate so far for Landhoop on the mound. You can see it in his feet before he throws the pitch, and Norby takes off. Mayo swings in. It's a half-hearted throw to second, and Norby is in safely. Oh, didn't even really move any part of his body except for the arm. Norby swipes his 9th back of the season, moves into score, but Mayo strikes out swinging. Let's tell the Richmond defense. From left to right, you've got Tristan Peters, Shane Matheny, Ward, Carter Aldretti is at the Wilson is the shortstop, Tyler Fitzgerald second, Riley Mahon at first, and Bertorano catches behind the plate, group on the mound. We'll have a quick chat with runner now in scoring position to confirm the signs. But something got up plenty when Bowie and Rich have played a ton this season. They've already appeared in 19 games against that. Bowie should be attempting more steals against Martirano. That was the 5th stolen base he had allowed this season. He'd only caught 17 runs. And gets it going here in the first inning. First pitch to Hudson Haskin. Misses low, a fastball at 4. And it's 1-0 to start. 265 average for Haskin with a 17 OPS in 103 games. 22 doubles and 314 home runs. 54 in. Throop sends in the 1-0, and Haskin is down. 2 balls and no strikes. Runner at second, 1 away here in the bottom first. Still a scoreless game. Throop, a 6'2", 205 on 23-year-old right-hander from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. 12th round select in the 2021 draft from UNC. The 2-0 pitch, and another slider. Haskin thought about it, but pulled up. It moved low and away. 3 balls. 4th start for Landon Roop. He's 2-1 with a 3.94 ERA in 6 innings. He struck out 23 batters and walked only 4. He's on runs. The 3-0, and Haskin watches outside. 4-pitch walk to put runners at first and second. The 5th one given up by Roop. Now, Roop's a 3-level pitcher this season. Spent the entire first half of the season low A San Jose. That's at Virginia League. And he did fine. His promotion up to high A, 5-2, 2.59 ERA.
mostly in long relief roles. He had 2 starts with San Jose. But then when he moved up to High A Eugene in the Northwest League, he was a full-time starter. 7 starts, 3-0, with 1.67 ERA. First ball, Hernández is a fastball called for strike on the inside edge, nothing and one. Only a 139 average for Hernández this year with a 357. Yes, still just 8 games in Double A. No doubles or triples, 1 homer since batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Hernández watches fastball strike at the knees. It's nothing and two. Of his 8 games, or not all of them leading off the lineup. But as he's been having a little bit of a tough time getting on it now, you want to get him a little bit lower in the line. Maybe he can produce with runners already on. The 0-2, and Hernández swing misses. Slider down and away. He ditches, though. Second strikeout in Roop, and now with 2 away, here Watson. Bowie is in their alternate orange jerseys today. Black block front side. White pants, white cap. In their alternates with the white R logo breast. Gray pants and a red cap. Watson batting a 185 average and a 5 OPS in 85 games. Doubles, 2 triples, 8 homers, 20 batted in. First pitch. And Watson thought about a slider. He checked, went. First base umpire is call on appeal, and it's nothing and one to start. 8 homers for, including 1 yesterday. 2 for 4 day with a homer and 2 runs. Bowie had 4 home runs in yesterday's game. It's still 2. All 4 homers were solo blasts. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Watson swings and misses. Fastball, it's nothing and 2. Well, the continuing trend for the Bases this season. They're the best team in the Eastern. And the first batter of an inning on base. And they lead the Eastern League in left on base. They lead the Eastern League runners left in scoring position. And after Connor Orby led off this inning with a goal, he's still stuck at second base. As Roop comes set. The 0-2 pitch. And Watson holds back on a breaking ball. Dirt down and away. They appealed quickly, but he held up. Ball and 2 strikes. Well, the sun has mostly found its way behind the tree line all through the parking lots here at Prince George's Stadium, so we don't have much sunlight left on the ball. We can still see plenty of is gracing the tree tops. The leaves out to the right field as the 1-2 is swung on and missed high for strike. Throws off the back and the throw to first. As Watson's up the line, he strikes out, reaches on a wild pitch. The bases are loaded on what should be the inning, and now Andrew Dash have an opportunity with new life for Bowie. Third scout for Landon Roop on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball up and away. Wild pitch gives the Sox a chance as Bach is hitting 200 this season. The 690 OPS in 3 games. He's only 1-for-13 this year, however, with the bases loaded. He's got 6 times. He's walked once and 6 total. First pitch into the right, and Dashbach bounces it to third, where it's grabbed by Aldretti and sent back himself. 5 unassisted in the inning, and a commentary. They get runners on base, they get them into position, and they can't bring them home. Go to the second, scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, as the baseball season winds on, that means we've got to get ready for Friday, September 9th. It's the base football kickoff night at Brin Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley polished football before he joined the Orioles. Bobblehead for the first 750 fans, 18 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
If you break a building or facility, for a general contractor that is located and operates in the D.C. area, there is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level HVAC, mechanical, and special piping services to the various owners we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit fitters-602.org.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake's insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, in costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with an agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployeeIWC.com.
On to the second inning here in Bowie is the Bay Sox, and the Squirrels are still. We missed out on another big opportunity first. getting a runner into score position with only one out. They couldn't score him. They loaded the bases thanks to a shot and a wild pitch and still came up. First pitch to Tristan Peters. Missed up and away here as we start the second inning. No to start. Lefty right bat with Peters, Aldretti, and then Mahon. As Stallings continues to do 17 pitch first. Next pitch is a curveball, misses low. Two balls and no strikes. 218 average for Peters this year. 606 OPS in 26 games. Four doubles, no triples, a homer. And runs batted in. He had a lot of the today. The 2-0 pitch is called a strike. Slider on the outside edge of the zone. One. Peters was responsible for the first three runs for a solo home run in the second inning that made it 1-0. As the 2-1 pitch here is called a strike again. Fastball a little bit low, but it runs the count to 2. Peters drove with a single in the sixth and then another single in the eighth. Those were all three of Richmond's runs up until the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch here, bounces in, and it runs the count full. Count for Stallings today. Opponents are hitting at just 217 this season on full. He struck out 20 batters, walked 14. As the payoff in is lined out toward left field in the corner. Harris running back, and it's all up against the wall. Peters headed to six. Comes the throw. It's late. Off double for Tristan Peters his season. And Richmond is in threatening here in the second inning. Now here's Aldretti. 214 average for him with a 616 OPS in 33 games played. Six doubles, three homers, 17 runs batted. Shift on for the right-handed hitter. Not too big a gap behind set base. First pitch is called a strike. Slider on the lower outside corner. It's nothing. Well, this is where things really come back to bite Bowie. Even though nothing has actually come across on the scoreboard just yet. Missing out on the opportunity, says the 0-1. Misses down and away. It's 1-1. Losing their chances, bringing someone in scoring position home top of the first, like they have done many times this season. Changes the outlook setting and how serious Bowie needs to play with that runner at second base. The 1-1 here is popped on the infield, the perfect as Dashbach runs down, and on the infield grass makes the catch. Still not out of the woods, and only the first out of the inning as Riley Millbat. First appearance for him against Bowie this season, only his sixth game with the Squirrels. 260 and an 825 OPS, two doubles, no triples, two homers, eight put in. Game here in the top of the second. First pitch in, and Mahon swings through it. Change up low, and it's nothing in one to start there from Stallings. Mahon pulls it over half the time. He's got a hard shift on in response to that. The shortstop, Daryl Hernandez, is pretty much directly behind second base. That's as close as you can get within the limits of the rules. The pitch. And a piece off of plate. Count nothing in two as Stallings is keeping the pitches up here on Mahon. We'll see if he tries to feed him a high fastball now. Not a massive gap on the left side of the infield. But that runner at second base, Kobe Mayo, needs to play close enough to the bag to keep Tristan Peters on. As things come set at the chest. Looks back. Runner once, now twice. The 0-2 pitch outside. Fastball away to try and get him to this, but it didn't take. All in two strikes now here on the left-hander. Stallings has had hits with left-handers this season, a 356 average against, as Richmond brings all of their left lineup. The 1-2 pitch, and a miss for strike three. Curveball low and away, and Stallings picks up his third strikeout. It's the left-hander right there, with runner at center, only one gone. That's a big plus. So now here's Jacob Hayward. First start of this series, Hayward. He came in yesterday at first as a pinch runner. 85 average and a 617 OPS, 94 games. First pitch, and Hayward watches curveball. Called for strike on the box, nothing in one. Eight doubles for Hayward, nine home runs with 31 runs in. His ninth home run of the season was the difference last night. A part of one ninth inning for Richmond that really deflated Bowie. Here, and it misses down in a walking ball, runs the count even at a ball and a strike. That two-run home run by Hayward. Andres Angulo hit a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth. Would have tied the game, but instead it only made a two-run deficit. But we, of course, lost. Runner at two away here in the top of the second. We're scoreless as the 1-1 is fastball at the knees. Ball and two strikes now. But again, last night's loss was really painful for the Bay Sox, considering the Altoona Curve had held on for an inning win over the Erie Seawolves. Bowie missed out on an opportunity to move into sole possession of first place, and they might not get that chance as the 1-2 pitch misses outside. Count evens at two. As more routine scoreboard updates this whole week and end of the week of the season, and Erie has pushed ahead 2-0 over Altoona in the third inning. The 2-2 to Hayward just misses, curve low. Second full count of the inning for Stallings after he gave up the double to Tristan Peters to open the frame. Peters still at six, however, now with two outs. As the infield plays relatively straight up on Hayward, outfield a slight step on the pull side. Payoff pitch. Hard hit toward left field, but it's right to Tavares. He takes a late sprint and makes the catch. Lead double stranded at second. Goodrich Stallings. And as we move to the bottom of the second, we're still scoreless. You're listening to Base Baseball.
Lawn Incorporated is your lawn care team professional organic-based lawn program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide quality results. Each service is custom-tailored, guaranteed results for even the toughest. On the Green also offers outdoor control services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Get deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Just a box seat at the ticket office with a Privis, and you'll only pay half price. For furry friend on Wolf Wednesday, and happy hour around every Thursday for 6:30, $2 Bud and Bug Maps with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get you started. It's always a great time at the so get your tickets now at bigox.com.
Sky Shooter Display, DY Pyrotechnics, will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all along. We will give you the best bang for buck. Sky Shooter Displays, national shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much. The night sky is truly limitless. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 5328-13 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second inning here in Erie, in Bowie, as the Bay Sox and the Rich Squirrels are scoreless. I haven't been in here 5 days, and I still get it caught, just in terms of speaking. Maverick Handley leads off. Pitch to him, misses inside, a fastball and three from Landon Roop. It's 1-0 to start. Handley, then Chris Given and David Tavares will bat for the Bay Sox here in this. Loaded the bases with two outs in the bottom of the first and didn't score. 1-0 pitches a slider that misses wide, and it's also no strikes. Handley at 28 this season with a 752 OPS in 71 games, 11 doesn't a triple as he bounces the next pitch and chopped to short, waiting and charging Wilson. He gloves it and fires to first. A bit of time, 6-3 puts one away. Handley has one hit today. Connor Norby's in the first. He got to third and was left. Chris Given steps in. 79 average for Given, a 681 OPS in just 9 games with Bowie. Two doubles, no triples, one home run's batted in. And his first base play, bit it on the baseline for him. First pitch is called strike. Fastball tightens up on the inside edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Roop is coming off of back-to-back win for Richmond. One against Harrisburg and one in Akron. As the next offering, fastball misses away. And it's a ball and a strike now. See, he spun a quality start. Walked only one batter in each. This pitch is fouled off of Given's ankle and falls. Tumbles down in home plate. Uprights him. I think it was more of the shock as the ball just took his own ankle out from up. Doesn't even need to lean on the bat at all. He's upright and walking around, but the umpire, of course, is going to give him a little bit of time. Kyle Moore is going to come down and check on designated hitter today as the counts to a ball and two strikes. I think giving him a quick reassurance. Probably let him take a warm-up swing if he feels it. It doesn't seem that, given his going to. So he'll step back in. As we're scoreless, you're in the bottom of the second. Base is empty, one away. The next pitch. Curveball just misses inside. A good placed pitch, but just barely missed. Next offering, again, a couple of hops where it's picked up at the Nielsen. And a lighter toss for Rainbow. Gets to first base. And a three put out, two of them to start this inning. And now here's Davis Tavares. The Roop hasn't necessarily been on a prospect list. Baseball America didn't have him listed. MLB Pipeline at least brings him up as the number spec, but his strikeout numbers this season definitely seem to at least some eyes. As Dave Tavares is hitting 167 with a 533 OPS, first pitch to him, fastball misses down and away, one and start. But again, coming in this one, Roop has 144 strikeouts this season in just seven innings across all three levels played at Double A. All right, my Giants organization. Next pitch to Tavares misses outside. It's 2-0. Again, this is only a start in Double A. Starting the second half with high A of the first half with single A. Shin Tavares watches a nice curveball. He pulled back on it, and it found its way completely into the zone. 2-1 here in second as we're scoreless. The pitch in. And Tavares' fastball well under the knees, and it's 2-2. As the 40th strikeout per nine inning, over 13 strikeouts per. He fires the next, and he racks up another one. And misses. On a low curve, bases on two pitches, well out of his fourth strikeout for Roop. A perfect second inning. As we move to the third, we're scoring into Bay Sox baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all aces. Located right of the main gate at Georgia Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle is the only place to get the best base gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imagings, we provide a tenured team of ops professionals ready to be your trust advisors. From document creation, output scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging 301-577-021 or find out more. We can help you. DCA.com. DCA Imaging Systems, Office Technology.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush regions of Colombia and Brazil to farms. But less than a minute, yourself a delicious hot cup of the best and freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Farms.
Stallings is hoping for a cleaner inning. Fortunately, the game is still scored. Stallings has had to dance around runners in position in each of his first two frames as he starts on his second trip through the line, facing Shane Matheny for the second time. Off to Adam.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. Yeah, Stallings has had the guts of a burglar tonight. As here's Matheny, the left-handed batter, and he takes strike on the outside. A cutting breaking ball, and the count is nothing and. Matheny struck out swinging his first time up. Here's the next. And he swings through a changeup. Strike two. The score here, top of inning three. 10 games remaining, 22. Regular season paid. Here it comes. And a fastball well upstairs. Ball one to Matheny. A leaf hitter that's got some power. He's got 12 homers on the year in this series. One coming. A chopper wing right side, into glove is B, and a short throw to first in time. And Matheny rips down in this third inning. And now the Tyler Fitzgerald will end in. Think about it, you know, Stallings, there was really, I think, a true atop the Bay Sox rotation along Ryan Watson and also Drew were kind of the linchpins of this rotation. As the cutter strike on the inside, and the count is nothing and one. But a few weeks ago, both Rahm and Edson went up to AAA. Here's the 0-1. And a breaking ball to the screen, strike two. So Stallings remains. He's been with the Bay Sox now more than a year. A record 5-10 overall. But he has really had a long period of pitching over the months of July to August. 0-2 coming. It's in the dirt, bouncing off the gear of the catcher, Maverick Hanley. And the count now at a ball and two strikes into the right-handed inning. It is the 21st and 25th outing over Stallings. He's been very durable for the Bay Sox this year. He throws. It's in the dirt again as he went off speed once more. And it's back towards the backstop. Count evens here at 2-2. There is not a Bay Sox starter other than that even has double-digit starts. Year 9 is the biggest. Here's the pitch. And it's off speed down, and a nothing and two count is run full. 3-2 to Fitzgerald. One out, nobody on. No score, Richmond, top of the third. Richmond over to the first two games of the series. 3-2. It's off the outside. Ball four. Threw him a breaking ball down a check swing, but he did not go. And Fitzgerald's on for a second tonight. And you're going to watch out for speed. Fitzgerald can really run. In fact, he set a flying record last week, becoming the first ever player in Richmond Flying Squirrels, this is a double-A affiliate of the Giants, to have a 2020 season. Pitch and a swing and a miss. Ball up to Diego Rincon. Strike one. Got 21 homers. This week he got his 20th steal here. Rich, long time Atlanta Braves play affiliate. Here's the pitch. Lifted foul out of play right side. They were the Richmond Braves forever. The Diamond actually opened 85. They were there until 2000. The Braves moved their trip affiliate to a of Atlanta, Gwinnett County. And with that, Richmond did not have baseball. So it market for minor league baseball in the year 2009. It's a lifted foul on a high fastball and off to the right side. The Flying Squirrels came to Richmond in 2010. They had a stop named Brandon Crawford and a first baseman named Brandon Bett on their first team. They missed out on Madison Bumgar by a year. 0-2 coming. Swing and a ground ball, but outside first. He threw a king ball away, and Ronis was able to slap it the other way on the ground, but foul. And went from being a Triple-A team to a double team in this Eastern League. And now, without a 20, is the 12th season of Flying Squirrels baseball. And Fitzgerald at first, their first player pitch. Swing and a broad roller, lightly hit to third. Mayo jing on the infield grass. Whoa, throw, and it eats up Dashbach. And he could not gather it in. And it's going to be a throwing error on Mayo. Rinconis does the well. And you got to know it. And Mayo had time to get his feet and throw the ball. Instead, he kind of made a running throw. And he really staked it. And now, again, Stallings will have to work him. Richmond had runners to the corners and one down in the first. Not score. They had a lead double in the second. And they didn't score either. First and second for the Squirrels, one down. Cleanup hitter Will Wilson. Now from the stretch, Stallings readies. And now he throws. And it's off speed and fading down. And the count 1-0. Now this is the ninth year of Bowie Sox baseball. It's only been one Bay Sox player in the 2020 season as well. Still in the system. Pitch. Ball fading down low, ball two. That would be 5 years ago in 2017. Outfielder DJ Sert. Of course, DJ's had a league time, but now with the traffic tides. Outfield, the Bay Sox had here. Pitch. And the outside corner with a cut. A strike of the count, 2-1. The Bay Sox had Mullins. They had Austin Hayes. They had Anton Dare. And they had DJ Sert in the same year. 2-1 coming. Fastball down and away, ball three. You may once say that again, this 2022 team at infield with players like Westberg and Gunnar Henderson early and Ortiz and Mayo and Prieto here. Eight, count 3-1. And the pitch. And a little tapper near the bag at third row and heading foul. Right back to that changeup. Pitch that Richmond's taken and won down low many a time in this inning. That one was in the strike zone at the knees, and Wilson hit a little roller. He really just kind of topped the baseball up the third base, and the count is now full 3-2. Wilson a 245 hit in 42 games. Struck out looking in the as they're going to throw behind the runner at second, a tag, but he's safe. It's Gerald's fast. Base Sox faithful didn't like it, but he did to me to get back. See. And you want to be able to take the pitcher away from the task of handling the batter. A little bit of that on you as a runner. 3-1. Big lead again off second. Fitzgerald. The pitch. Swing! And he caught him. Oh, he threw a fastball. And Will cuts right through it. What a strikeout. The fourth hit for Stallings. And here is the catcher, Brandon Martyr. Two on, now two down. And Martorano is now in the first. There's runners in the corners. Wilson struck for the second out. And then Martirano dash back at first to end the inning. As here's the pitch. A beautiful slider strike. Maybe a little cutter at 8. Bevin on the outer part of the plate. That had a lot of run, though, away from the right-handed hitter in Martirano. He's got 10 homers, 41 driven in on the year. Open stands for the right-handed hitter. The righty installing throws. And a swing at him. And right back to the cutter. Strike two. He's throwing the fastball in. That pitch has a little bit of break. And it is at 87 miles an hour. And it is tough for these to handle. The lead runner fits. Has got great speed. He'll be off with contact. Links gets the sign. Dance out of another jam. He throws. And a check swing and a high fastball. But he did not go up on a peak. Said first base umpire, Equity. And they can now win. Our home is Gabe Alfonso tonight. The chief in third, Louis Krupa. Count 1-2. Bay Sox trying to keep this. Erie, by the way, is tied at 2 in the bottom of the fourth with Altoona. Erie is threatening. Pitch. Breaking ball. Foul back with the screen. So again, the Sox and Erie are tied. Altoona is 3.5 games back. They are in makeup for one game they lost. So they'll end up a game short. They've got 10 games left as well. And is 4 out. Akron's top 4 in Harrisburg. Well, the drift of what's going on. We continue on along tonight. 2 pitch. Breaking ball, caught him looking. Oh, my. He got him with a slider above the knees on the side. And Garrett Lings tiptoes out of another jam. There were two men left. We had him with the third. Still no score in a big and buoy. The Bay Sox in Rich on the Bay Sox baseball network.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bay Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach 301-231-300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Most people, Steve Fitter, is more importantly, doing how much it impacts you. Just want to think about what your world would look if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based stores, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit stevefitters-602.org. Let's talk about how we can bring value.
Best deals at Prince George's Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesday and Terry Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service. You'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday. It's the best happy hour around every day from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other specials throughout the year. And live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Bay.com.
Connor Norby here to lead things on the base shots. Bottom of the third, no score. Richmond has led 5 on through 3 innings as a big keyhole strike gets the at-bat start for Norby. Again, talented young right-hander Landon Root who delivers. And a line out of play right side. And the count is nothing in 2. You know, it's easy to look at a team's run and say, well, you know, oh, we losing to these guys, right? Here's the 0-2 pitch. And a breaking ball off the eyeball one. In the minor league, that is a cheat way to approach things. Red is 21-37 the second half as there's a looping liner down in the center and Connor Norby. Second hit of the night in this new role as leadoff hitter. And here's Kobe. Richmond, spectacular first half. And, you know, in the minor leagues, you're always having a lot of player movement. And either your roster is getting worse or it's getting a little bitter. And right now, Richmond seems a team that's adding a lot of talent of late to this roster. Pitch, fastball strike of the knees. Nothing in 1. Had a lot of injuries, lost some players since right away, right around the midpoint. Yeah, it just feels like the Squirrels are restocking right now. The 0-1. And Mayo breaking ball, bending down and away. And the count 1-1. Two players that stand out to me more than others. are these two. We saw Keaton Wynn. He'll throw Sunday as well. Allowed 2 runs in 5 innings. Right-hander in Roop. Pitch. And a big breaking ball struck. It started up and in. And it cut over the inside part of the play. A curveball not bending straight down, but cutting down and away. Right-handed hitting Mayo. Count 1-2. Norby leads. Off first base. And now we'll look over and he's back safely. He's won the first two games in this series. They're starting to build a little bit of one as they know they will be becoming a Eastern League plus. 1-2 pitch. The ball bends down and away again. Good take by Mayo. And it's 2-2. About this right-handed Roop, you know, 12th round pick in 2021. So actually taken in the same round. Sox starter, Justin Arbrus goes pitch in the dirt, and it gets catcher Monterano into setting a turn for third, but putting eggs is Norby. Even though it got by the catcher, Norby was in with a pitch, so that is a base. You don't get too many steals when you don't have to slide, but Norby just got one, his 9th stolen, the most for an active play on the Bay Sox. How about that? He's doing a little bit of it all. We were talking to Gunnar Henderson that way in the Mayo swing and a miss, a huge cut at a breaking ball that ended up over the plate. It would have been a strike had he not swung. And Mayo's helmet came completely off his head with that. Now he's down on strike time tonight. 5th K for Roop. And now Hudson had a very patient working a walk is. First trip plate in the first will stand in. Runner in second, one down, no screen in the third. As just and a breaking ball grounded weakly to point. Wilson gloves only played a first. Oh, he airmailed it! Save! And versus Haskin. Leap it was Mahan that tried to bring it in. The first baseman. Well, that's a huge make. Up to third is Norby. Able to get there with the throw. Or with the ground ball not being that much on it. And runners are at the corners, and there's only one down. And it's Daryl Hernandez. And Hernandez has already had some RBI with Bowie the pitch. And he swings into base, hit to right. The Bees have the lead. Over to Kettleford. Hernandez for second. He's in there standing with a double. It's 1-0 Bowie. Only Rick has had so many opportunities there. And the Bay Sox cash up to third is Haskin. And now, what a big swing of the bat by Hernandez. Maybe his biggest as a Bay Sox. So far, you could argue. Well, he's actually had a few hits. And Hernandez, that is his 7th RBI with Bowie in what is his 9th game. Now we're going to see the pitching coach. The Squirrels come out. And Paul Oseguera. Now, Wunschman is at a runner in scoring position with less than 2 outs in all 3 innings, and they have yet to score. And the base off. They had Norby at second down. The slow grounded is short. It's up in air. Putting runners to the corners. And Hernandez, who had an at-bat in the first and with 2 on and 1. And he watched 2 fastball strikes. And then he chased breaking ball out of the zone while he was making sure not to do the same. Now, he got on the first pitch. As the infield is all in at the edge of the grass, here's Watson. And now the and a breaking ball bending off the right ball one. A run is in, runners at second, third, and one down. Watson starting to get it going offensively. He's 4 for 9 this series. As Roop's ready, and here's the pitch. Swing and a liner to left. Peyton, he'll make the catch. Haskin will tag for the play to throw. Haskin and save for the play. Haskin. And the Dogs have a 2-0. Haskin went in foot for a slide. And it, from here, it looked like he's too early. And long slide. Martirano caught a very throw from Peters, the letter. But Haskin just didn't get the tag. Isaac second, still 2 down. Here's Andrew Dashbach, 2-0, the Bay Sox leading in the third. They play Dashbach to pull, second up the middle, as there's a foul out of play right side, off a fastball. He was late to it, strike one. Dashbach, he's a dangerous hitter, and a and OPS above 800 in both High A and here in Bowie a year ago. And he's having a good series. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball inside, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Bach has three hits, trips in the series. He's got a double and a run. The next one. And a ball a little bit low. Looked like it cut over the plate. It was just down. And the count is now 2-1. Well, boy, does Root like to go to that sweeping breaking ball. 70's bending down and away for these Brewers. Here's the 2-1. Fastball off the end. It was close at 90 miles an hour. That's two close pitches that went Boone's way. And the count in one. First base is open. Got a right-handed hitter on deck. The pitch. And a break. He misses down and away. Ball four. So Roop did not give in, meaning he didn't just kind of feed him a fastball with a 3-1 pitch. And now Maverick Handley will step to the plate. And boy, great to see Maverick back healthy and lined up. It was a little bit more than to go. 6 days ago that Maverick got in the mask squarely with a foul, and he kept the foul. In fact, this is only his third returning. Yes, here's the pitch. He swings and chops it towards the middle. Wilson gloves the shortstop, and he flips to Fitzgerald at second. I'm ahead of Dashbach to come and end the inning. But the Sox get two runs, one of which earned in the third. They head to the fourth, 2-0 on the Bay Sox baseball.
Moss Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care for residential and commercial lawns. Lawn care programs provide ballpark results. Each service is custom-tailored results for even the toughest lawn. On the Green also offers outdoor services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively control and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday and even fundraising opportunities for your team. Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options, seats, and decks around the park. Your group can eat their fill in a gettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-488 or going to BaySox.com.
Is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out for. Specialists also help set Chess Employers Insurance apart from other works compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeon, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to contain costs and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Welcome back here to Georgia Stadium. It's a big night for the Bay Sox. Frankly, they're all big here. The final week of the regular season. Final home game Sunday afternoon. The Bay Sox at home. Then they go on the road Tuesday through Sunday to regular season in Akron and try to get the playoffs. Here is Tristan Peters. And Stallings misses a small ball one. Peters is a tough hitter. Left-handed. Doubled his first time. Down the line in left. And he takes a strike on the half year with a cutter. Peters has driven in six runs in four games. He's really looking for a back month of sorts. Pitch, half one, a chopper right side. Jing to glove Norby at second. Undefeated time. Peters retired, one down. And now Carter Aldretti will come play. Talk about a family in the game of baseball. Carter's father, Rich, was a minor league player. His Uncle Mike had a long big league career, 10 years in fact, and he made his debut with the San Francisco Giants. As there's a strike knees, a cutter at 87, count nothing in one. Played, did Mike Aldretti with the Giants. As there's a ground ball base hit right middle. Well, they had it. They were playing him to pull. Hernandez was deep in the hole and short, and up to the left of the second base bag. Aldretti with a one-out single. And now Riley May will come to the plate, getting his first start of this series. 2-0, Bowie, 1-1. Mike Aldretti actually just missed a very memorable Giants team. As here's the pitch. Beautiful changeup, cut out, missed strike one. He was with the Giants from 1986 to 1988. And if you're a longtime baseball fan, you may want to the Giants did in 89. They went to the World Series. Famous World Series for something that was ball related. As there's a strike on the other half. Count is nothing and two. We'll give you a moment on it. It was the Bay Area World San Francisco Giants and the Oakland. A's were in their run of three CL pennants in a row. Pitch, change up, missing down low for Mina. And as they were there, with what is, I can't remember if it was game one or not, a game that was in San Francisco, the Bay got hit by an enormous earthquake. 1-2 pitch, swing, a miss, he got him. Beat at 88 miles an hour away for the second out of the inning. Six strikeout and only 2/3 innings for Stallings. That's 6 of 11 outs. Yeah, there's two out of it first. Here is Jaeger. That was the one World Series, the A's. They were upset in five games by the Dodgers dramatically in 88. As there's a lifted straight back out of play, strike one. And then one of the maybe forgotten great upsets of the World Series when the Snatty Reds, players like Eric Davis and Chris Sale, swept the heavily Flint A's in four-game 90 World Series. And it's in there. This strike two with a fastball. Aldretti is at first. Stallings trying to work. An inning in which the heart rate elevated. He sets. And now the 0-2 pitch. And it's just low with a breaking ball. A small one. Last inning, Richmond had a walk and then a throwing Mayo that set the table down, one man down. Got out of it again. Three jams. He did it every time. As he's inside on a pitch that nearly hit Hayward. Back in a way of, I was to tell if he was kind of lifting up to get away. Way saying, hey, that's this pitch at 80 miles an hour. I might not be too upset if it grazes me. The catch two as Stallings comes home. Swinging a ground ball to the mound. At second, Norby Glop near the bag at second. He steps on the bag himself. And with that, the inning is over. Four Swiss innings for Garrett in a big spot for Bowie. On to the fourth, the Bay Sox have a 2-0 lead on Bay Sox Baseball Network.
The imaging systems we provide a team of office technology professionally to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, scanning, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 305-77-1021, or find out more about how we help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging, office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting eye with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for Sky Shooter Displays, additional shows, true pyro music, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-281-3 or visit us online, zypix.com.
Hey, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official game of Minor League Baseball, and get some game day experiences. Rundown's made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Chip Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught Rundown.
Well, we'll welcome you back here to Bowie as Chris Given bats first, and it misses down and away, but it's a 2-0 Bay Sox lead the next one, and it's well off the outside ball, too. This is in and one in the Bay Sox over here in this bottom of the fourth. Roop the right-hand work. He's into the wide, delivers, and a beautiful breaking. Ooh, boy, just did middle. That's a good take by Given, ball three. Given the Xavier pitch, and it's outside corner at the knees. You don't think of Xavier for baseball, do you? But he's the third Xavier player to play for the base in the last few years as he swings through a fastball and the full. Ryland, an outstanding third baseman that is not still in the Orioles system. And then Lowther had such a great 2019 season, the ended starter as well. Former rounder of the Orioles has a 3-2 pitch, and it's just off the outside, ball four with a fastball. Boy, the catcher, Martineau, popped out of the crouch. He was going to throw it around the diamond. They thought they had strike three there, and he missed. They did not get the call. And the leadoff man on. And the newcomers for the Bay Sox, left fielder Davis Tavares. 1-for-4, last strikeout. His first time up. As here's the pitch. And a breaking ball. Ooh, just a little bit up and away. Ball one. This for Tavares is his eighth game. Sox. But he really is getting his feet wet here with Bowie. Breaking ball, big swing. Count 1-1. That is a curveball. You see a slider at 77 hour. It is so to see a pitcher throw this many curves. We've seen a bevy of them. And he threw yet another right there. A swing and a miss. The count 1-2. And Tavares is way front. You always hear broadcasters say a serve and a hard, never a slow slider and a curve, right? As that 1-2. Break it to short. Wilson's going to glove the flip. The turn in time. Two, it's a double play. 6-4-3. And he didn't throw a pitch at 80 miles an hour in that at bat. And he got Tavares out on it. And there's now two down. This is where you want to fake. Connor Norby, the outstanding Bay Sox second baseman, who's 2-for-2 tonight for the Orioles organizational lead with Twitters. The pitch. And a hard ground ball right towards the playing him there, Fitzgerald. And near the base bag, the Richmond second baseman then throws him out, and he's over. Swinging for Bowie, we're on to the fifth. 2-0 the Bay Sox on the Bay Sox baseball.
Happy lovers, know where you'll find the richest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than it to go from selecting the kind of cut to this. Ah. The freshest, most flavorful coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be the first sip because it's the coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kid, Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. And it's free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to some members-only events, discounts, and free gifts for just signing up. Head over to BaySox.com to sign up. So don't miss out on all the promotions at Pritt Georgia Stadium this season. Next, the Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign now at BaySox.com.
If being in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better means to provide for your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wage and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. Talk about what we can do to help change.
While the Bay Sox 2-0 lead as we head to the top of the fifth inning. The call of this fifth, here's Matt Sippis.
Well, Garrett Stallings is back to work. 76 pitches deep, but still workless. He's just hoping for his first pitch here. Is a called strike to Matheny, a curveball on the outside edge. That's nothing and one to start. Matheny 0-for-2. After him, it'll be Tyler Fitzgerald Conez, the first three in the lineup for Richmond's pitch. And Matheny smacks it upfield. This one's probably gone. Out to corner. And there it goes. Foul! At the last moment, it just slid away from the foul pole. Very close to Matheny's 13th of the season. But it, in essence, just didn't have the right pull. Second strike as it's 0-2 on Matheny. Okay, that puts a bit of a jolt into Stallings. There's at least a well enough struck ball here at this ballpark that would Richmond a run closer. Bowie leads 2-0 here in the fifth. They do what they were unable to do yesterday, and that's build, make it to where one quick run, make it a one-run game. The 0-2 pitch is as low, off-speed, a chain, into a ball and two strikes now. As mild shift on for Matheny, Tander struck out swinging in the first inning, hit out to the second baseman back in the third. As the 1-2 pitch home is just under the knees, chain Stallings, and the count runs even at two balls and two strikes. This is what's leading into the longer Stallings as well, as he's already up to 80. He's been unable to put batters down on pitches quickly. 2-2 here. And it runs full. He's running into the count as well. Avoid letting Matheny reach here after two balls and two strikes. To serve up something strong. Maybe better. The 3-2 is down. Change up for ball four. Set him ahead. No balls and two strikes. Fox Shane Matheny to open the fifth. Second walk of the game given up by Stallings, and now that brings a tying run to the plate in Tyler Fitzgerald. A 1-1 day for Fitzgerald. He singled to back in the first inning, walked himself in the third, and got to only been to scoring position twice, has not come around to score. Stallings has done a good enough job at stranding the runners, despite many of them on. First pitch, and Fitzgerald leases it out to the left field corner. This one's a ball. Into the corner where it's Bigforis. The stop sign held up from to third, but it's a double for Tyler Harold, and all of a sudden, tying run is in scoring position with no one out here in the fifth. Bowie does not have anyone with a pen, despite the fact that Garrett Stallings this inning with 76 pitches thrown. Fitzgerald picks up his 18th season, and he's got to walk even tighter line. It's not been an easy Stallings. He's pitched valiantly throughout everything that he's been dealt. Had a leadoff runner in scoring position in the second inning after Tristan Peters doubled. He had two runners on base in the third after a walk and an error. Corner infielders play in, middle infielders play back as Diego Rincon has his first pitch, and he fouls it off back to me. Now the entire infield comes in. They steps in at the last moment. Nothing and one to start. Rincones is 1-for-2, though. Singled to right field in the first inning. Reached on an error in the third. Bowie leads 2-0 here in the fifth. As the 0-1 pitch. This is low. And ball and a strike. The Sox have no error. Warming in the bullpen for them right now. Stallings is in some pretty serious danger right now. If he's to escape this inning unscathed. And Rincones bounces it short, scooped by Hernandez, and he's tossed slowly to first. Gets the runner as the runners stay put. Shane Matheny probably couldn't path home, but he elected not to go even on the weak contact up the middle. Rincones is tired 6-3. Richmond decided that they've still got an opportunity for a sacrifice fly. They don't want to run themselves into a play at the plate. So now one away. Here's Will Wilson. 0-for-2 day for Wilson with two strikes. First pitch in. And he bounces it off of home plate and himself. Hit around the waist, and it's nothing and one to start. So DeNoyer getting loose. We'll have to see if Stallings stays out for Brandon Dono following Wilson. Simply based on pitch count, Stallings will probably be pitches before Martirano steps to the plate. Here's the 0-1 offering, and he hammers it foul out to the right. Near the kids, hits off of the tent awning of the berth. Oh, and it's no balls and two strikes. Stallings has not thrown 90 pitches since August 1st, when he fired third innings. A long day against Somerset saw him throw a career-high 4 pitches. 0-2 here, and it died. Slider couldn't chase, and it's a ball and two strikes. But much like Shane Matheny, who hopes Stallings worked ahead, no balls and two strikes, he needs to get that put-down pit. Maybe the high fast much of that on 0-2 or even 1-2. Second, third, one away. The next pitch is tied. Change-up runs the game even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Bowie leads 2-0 of the fifth inning, Richmond has time on its second base. Still only one out. Stallings the strikeout now. As he fights, and it's inside. Curveball. Second batter that he started ahead, no balls and two strikes, and run it full. Almost can't win situation against Wilson. You need to fire the off-speed and try and low. But if Wilson lays off, he can walk first. The payoff pitch, and it's high for ball four. Second batter in the inning that Stallings started, balls and two strikes, and he walks. Third walk of the game, and it for Brandon Martirano. Let's see if Stallings in. Normally, for guys like Noah DeNoyer, not like to make the pitch change in the middle of an inning. They do it for a fresh inning. And surprisingly, athletic trainer Blake Wooten is going to come out delivering a towel. So Stallings is wiping a little bit of sweat off his arms and his face. As Martirano will bat, he's been a dead batter. The base is loaded this season. 3-for-9 with a gram and 14 RBI. With the base loaded. That's the most on the team by far. He struck out 5 times, twice. And the Wings has been dancing around the put-down pitch here in this half inning. It might have to be something in contact to get Martirano. But remember, there's still also only one. That was a big missed opportunity against Will Wilson for Stallings. Base and away, first pitch, and Martirano watches curveball miss inside. That consecutive pitches out of the zone for Stallings. To Hart. 0 for 2 day, he popped out to first in foul territory first, struck out looking back in third. No pitch. It's 2-day, six consecutive out of the zone for things. Bowie's never gone double barrel action warming in the bullpen. This feel like this inning might have been a good time to try get someone up just to finish out the considering Stallings' pitch count entering. The two call a strike, finally jump on the inside edge, and it's one. But Bowie had options. They could have with a couple of pitchers. Tyler Burch maybe at least. Adam Stauffer maybe. Jake Prezina, the 2-1 pitch. Strive left field base hit. This is going to tie the Matheny scores. Fitzgerald scores. Richmond's going to take lead as Wilson comes all the way home from first. The throw home is late. Bases clear. Double for Brandon Martirano and Richmond 2. Martirano now has 17 RBI with the bases loaded this season. 44 RBI on the season. And here's Tristan Peters with runner in. Martirano moved to third on the throw. Stallings is done. Denoyer comes in. We'll tell you listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of provide care and pest control program guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On. Visit our website at onthegreen.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox and On the Inc., your lawn care team.
The best take at a Bay Sox game is with a group out at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from clients to birthday parties and even fishing opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox have plenty of options for your group. An unbeatable plenty of options on suites, seats, decks around the ballpark. Eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group by calling 301-4880 or go to baysox.com.
Well, the Bays another lead after taking a two-run edge into the top of the ninth inning last night, losing 8-6. They had a lead here into the top of the fifth tonight, now trailing 3-2. As Garrett Stallings departs, he's in last. He's still got a runner left on the table with Bryn Murray at third. Stallings went 1/3 innings. He gave up 6 totals and at the moment, 3 runs. All of them have been earned. Could jump up to 4. He struck out 6 batters, but walked 3, 20 home runs. But Stallings in line for the loss as Noah Denier comes in for Bowie. Role that he's familiar with as a reliever, but necessarily as a reliever entering in the inning. Which is why it was a tad using for Bowie not to have a different warming up when Stallings entered the frame. Had already 76 pitches. He'd been dancing around base runners all evening. Did not have a 1-2-3-8. Allowed 4 of the first 5 he's faced with to reach safely. 2 different batters ahead, no balls and 2 strikes, and eventually. So now here's Peters with a runner at third, still only one out. Peters 1-for-2 with a double in the second field will play in. First pitch in from Denoyer. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball, nothing in one to start. Noah Denoyer, 6'5", 205-pound right-hander from Tracy Kelly, a league free agent signed in 2009 at San Joaquin Delta College. Fires the 0-1, and it swung down, nothing at 2 on Peters. 13 appearances for Denoyer, 0-2 on the year with a 2.4 ERA. 48 innings of work, and split time between starting and long relief roles. 64 strikeouts, 11 walks. Here's the swing and a miss for strike 3. Good sinker down low for Denoyer to quickly rack back into it. Strikeout, 7th overall for base touching. And now here comes Carter Aldridge. I talked about the gravity of that ninth inning and how, in terms of Bowie chances at the playoffs, that could be the worst inning for the Bay Sox all season. First pitch to Aldretti misses down, and it's and as we play some scoreboard, it only compounds station of that inning. The Erie Seawolves a 7-2 as they're in the setting up at UPMC Park. One pitch swung on and missed high, and it's one on Aldretti, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Bowie now trails 3-2, entered the fifth, leading 2-0. Felt that this was coming with how much Richmond had been making, the 1-1. Down and away a slider, and it's 2 balls and a strike. So it's on Bowie now to try and get back against Landon Roop, who has been walking a handful of. He's only given up 3 hits to Connor Norby. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the dirt. And it's two balls and down 1-1.
Counts 2-2.
Mild shift on for the right hander as the Neuer fires the 2-2 and it's fouled to the right side. Count stays. We're looking on these final nine games of our season following this evening. Louis running into some of the same trouble that they've had all year. The 2-2 was swung on in three. DeNoyer cleans up the mess, but Rich gets the lead. Bases clearing, Ken and Martirano, and as we're halfway home, leading 2-0, Bowie trails 3-2. Bay Sox baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, general contractor that is located in the D.C. area, there is no doubt it's important for you to have the best trained, most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 02 provide the highest level of AC, mechanical, and specialty services to the various customers we serve. For more information about those we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Baseball is a game of base stealers, closers. Together, they help their team stay from the rest. Specialists also help at Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your back to work, contain costs, and comes down. That's teamwork. Connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontix is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Rad Orthodontix accepts most insurance. It's braces or Invisalign aligners. You can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com and book your free consult. That's RASmile.com for Rad, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Bottom of the fifth inning at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Sox now find themselves trailing for the first tonight. They entered the top of the fifth leading 2-0, and it's now 3-2. As Kobe Mayo leads, and Roop will continue on the mound. The right hand first pitch, Mayo watches a slider inside, and it's 1-0 start. Here's the next fastball too far outside. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Mayo had her nice to bat as the next off lifted on a floater out the other way. Foul over to the right side. Just a little bit across the base foul line. And it's 2 balls and 1. Mayo as he really had to reach out hard ball. Mayo 0 for 2 with a pair of strikes. Well, Landon Roop is with 65 pitch this evening. Seems fine to stick for now. He averages about 16 pitches, and he is kind of hovering that line right today. The 2-1 misses inside, and it's 3 balls and a strike. First three count that he's seen. Here's the 3-1. He swings and misses. Fastball well too far inside. He saw that and tried to make a lot out of it. Nothing. 3-2. Knuckle, a little bouncer up the third base off of Mayo's shin there. Looked like he was initially grabbing the knee, but his left shin, and he's grabbing in with two hands. That trainer Blake Wooten is coming out. As Mayo grips it, he just dropped it in the other batter's box. Not even concerned with it. He's just more concerned with, you know, his own safety. But we can't afford any of these at this point in the season. But Mayo really looks for his helmet is off. He's still gripping it now with just one hand while leaning on his right knee with the other hand. He's just kicked the leg up, trying to make sure its mobility still fine. He stretches it out a little, putting the leg behind his back. And he's still leaning down and gripping while the manager, Kyle Moore, comes to take a peek. Bowie trails 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Just as soon as Richmond had a bases-clearing double by Toronto, they find themselves in line, especially with Kobe Mayo fouling a pitch off of his left leg. And it looks like he's had to stretch it out. Like I said, mobility. Probably in his best to take at least a practice swing or two outside of the batter's box. Make sure that you get that torque prop. But looks like he's just going to go straight in. But it runs the count full after that foul ball. And the next is inside ball four. So May a leadoff walk. Already four walk today from Landon Roop, matching career total at AA. 16 prior innings. Career high four walks. Last time he had walked by third when he was pitching with A. Eugene. All the while, he's only managed to score two runs. And none of the runs have scored off of these four walks so far. Mayo could become the first as Hudson Haskins steps in. 0-for-1 day. Pitch. And he watches a called strike. Go right down the middle. Haskins walked back in the first inning, but he went out at third base on a force. He reached on an error third after grounding a ball to short and came to score on Zach Watson's sacrifice fly. The 0-1 pitch, and Haskins hits slowly to third. A chance for two. Aldre Fitzgerald at second. Back to Khan at first, but it's late. Haskins was able to beat it out on that slow jumper, pulled to third base. Mayo is, though, and it looks like it is still just a little bit slow to the dugout. I wonder if that foul ball has a serious effect on his sprint base. 5-4 fielder's choice, and there's one away here in the fifth as Daryl Hernandez will bat. Good day at the plate with an RBI double back in the third inning. He's overall with a strikeout. Home here, and Haskins takes off. It's a curveball for strike outside, and the throw gets a wing off the glove. Haskins doesn't want to try, even though he probably could have made it. Will Wilson at short. He had to sprint out to right center hit it, but Haskins picks up his stolen base of the season, and Bayside wiped their third bag today. Finally showing life against Brandon Martirano. Had one of the lowest caught stealing rates from a catcher with at least 50 games behind the dish this season. Tying run now in scoring, but an 0-1 count to start here on Hernandez. Next pitch in, and Hernandez swings and misses. Curveball on and away, and he was well too far ahead of it. So nothing and two to start. The Bay Sox have stolen more than three bases once in a game this season. And that was all the way back in May when they stole against Harrisburg here at Prince George's Stadium. Hernandez lays off of the curveball, learned his lesson after the first one. Misses down and away, and it's a ball and two strikes. Next pitch in from Roop. Nice. Cracks it out to right field. Might be deep enough to advance the runner. Hayward backs up. Makes the catch. Here comes the tag from Haskins. The throw into third. Going to be late. Haskins steps in standing. Productive out for Hernandez. Fly out to right. With two outs, Bowie needs the base hit to game. It's been an interesting plate for Zach Watson. 0-for-1, got swinging in the first, but still reached base on a wild pitch. He had a sacrifice fly that third inning that went to left field. It gave away the 2-0 lead at the time, but they now trail 2. And Watson swings and misses. The ball down and away. It's nothing and one. Roof very heavily favoring the curveball right now. Right-handers are just eating it up. Here's the 0-1. Watson watches it miss down and away. This is a little bit from Martirano, but doesn't get far. Runs the count even at 1-1. Say the right-handers, as if there are some standers in the lineup today for Bowie. There aren't. All nine are righties. Bowie only has one left-hander on roster at the moment, and that's Cesar Perea today off. As Roop sets, pitch. Watson watches the curve for strike on the inside edge. It's 1-2. Bowie stranded 5 run at third base on Tuesday as they lost by 4. They've left one runner at third today as the 1-2 pitch popped up. Out towards shallow. Here's Tristan Peters. Out Wilson. It's the shortstop. So the inning is over as Bowie gets in a scoring position and they leave him stranded. They go to the 6th. They trail 3-2. Bay Sox baseball.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play minor league baseball, and compete for ticket day experiences. Rundown is made for players of ballpark trivia. Playing is free on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for Eon to vie for more prizes, including the grants to attend championship weekend in Los Angeles, October. It's never been this fun caught in a rundown.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening ballpark than a spectacular fire show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Fireworks show left in 2020, Saturday, September 10th, when the Ritz Squirrels come to town. First pitch is at 35. Hope to see you there.
Partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call now. For general pest control, termal, mosquito control, and all other control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-8300 or online at www.snow.com.
Well, the Bowie offense really needs to turn a corner. They're 2-for-26 this series with runners in scoring position and losing the last two games. And it has 3-2 here as we move to the sixth. Noah DeNoyer takes his first full inning relief as we hand it off to Adam.
Thanks so much, Matt. I guess the Sox are due, right? They're getting opportunities, though, as ball is fouled on a line back to the screen. Strike one here to right here. Mahan has struck twice in this game. DeNoyer came on with a runner at third and one to fifth as a fastball's up high. Count one and one, it's one of those things in the game. As DeNoyer was able to strike out both of the first two he faced to get out and keep the runner stranded. There's a line drive base hit on the ground in the right center. Haskett over to cut spin and fire into second. And Mahan, after turning at first, stops with a leadoff single. Yeah, now the right fielder, Hayward, will stand in. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 for Richmond. 2 runs on 3 hits and 1 error for Bowie. But Richmond has had a run every inning. And they've been scoring position in all but one. Entering this frame as ball hitter Hayward. And the pitch, good breaking ball strike over the heart of the plate. And they count nothing in one. DeNoyer's been outstanding 13 times with the Bowie. A 2.44 ERA. Really, the only thing that's hurt him is the homer. The 0-1, showing Bunny's Hanford at it, and he missed it. Actually, into the mid of Hanley. It's a strike, and the count nothing in two. DeNoyer has allowed 14 runs all year with Bowie, but he issued 7 homers. And he's a strike thrower. A big part of his game. Pitch, get a miss. He got him a beautiful game ball down. Hayward's a good cut. And came up empty. Strike 3. One retired and back to the top of the order, Shane Matheny. If you're striking out of bats, really good. Here has struck out, entering 64 batters in just 48 innings. That's standing. Here's the pitch. An old strike with a fastball in the knees at 94 miles an hour. And they count nothing in one. He's got the kind of velocity readings that you see a big league pitcher's at. It's the next one. And a breaking ball. Beautiful block by Hanley out in front of the plate. And the runner sees first Mahan. Count 1-1. And he's striking out a ton of batters. And he's not walking anybody. Knock on wood. 11 walks in 48 innings. That's less than a walk every 4 innings. Count 1-1. Here's the pitch. Full strike on the inside plate. And they count 1-2. So DeNoyer's doing it all here. Batters have hit 163 against. If they're on the interstate, I-63 against you, they're doing pretty good. He's for the radar talent of the system. And another strikeout. He went upstairs, he went off speed, and Matheny cuts through it. The DeNoyer's got in 4 outs facing 5 batters. Oh, 4 via the strikeout. 2 down in the inning. And here's the baseman, Tyler Fitzgerald, who's having a big night, 2-for-2 with a walk in the game. 3-2, top of the sixth inning. Pitch, fastball down and away. And they count 1 ball and no strike. Fitzgerald played level in, really an outstanding baseball program. They've got a ton of big leaguers this year from Louisville. Pitch, fastball strike in the outer half. If you've got a few, that's something. There have been 13 from Louisville that made in the May this year. Count 1-1, and here's the pitch. Fastball lifted to the inner right field. Playable, who's trotting over to line to make the catch. With it, the inning is over. So a leadoff single, nothing more. Just looking outstanding here. We now head to the bottom of inning six. The Bay Sox trail 1-3-2 Richmond on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC street? Are you interested in a career that will set you up for life without experience college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, Team Fitters UA Local 60 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It takes time to get rich fluffy beans from the lush mountain region of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farm, but less than a minute to get a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farm's new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich flavor beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farm's the freshest and best coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast. Royal Farm.
A birthday bash with the Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate. Be the star of the show. Dance on the Louie, play games in the stadium, better in the game, and you'll even get to the stadium sing for you. Base birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-480 or at bakes.com.
Andrew Dashbach will lead things off for the Bay Sox at the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Dashbach and Given as here's the line of the pitch and a breaking ball down low, ball one. This is still in, entering the sixth. That was his 80th pitch of the night. The low, and it's the outside, an off-speed delivery ball. Well, when you hear the batters announced tonight, you may be hearing a familiar in many ways. There's a streak of the knees. Our public announcer filling in tonight is none other than Adrian Robertson, who has, of course, gone from the base of the Orioles. As there's a foul down and away, ball three. Adrian is the voice of Camp Yards in her second year with the Orioles. The longtime Bay Sox public announcer. As there's ball four, and Bowie gets a big lead on board. As Dashbach earns a five-pitch walk. There's activity in the Richmond Bulls. Our left-hander getting loose. And Eric Hanley. In my career as the lead voice of the Bay Sox, Adrian was voice of this stadium for the entire of it. And it just home having Adrian back in for tonight. Here's the pitch. And Joe's butt lays it down up the third base. Charging the glove, Aldrini. Hey! Every save. A bungle for Hanley. And Bay Sox, two men on. There's nobody out. Trailing 3-2 in the sixth. And the walk comes back to Herb right away. Warming up in the bullpen, the left-hander Chris Wright. A 12th round years ago, 23-year-old left for Richmond. Corners are in, Given batting, shows bunt, and takes a stride. A fastball on the outside corner. The Bay Sox have down 11 sack bunt a year. Now the last bunt ended up not being a sack bunt because it was a bit, but how many times have we seen two guys throw bunt? This might be the first. The 0-1 to Given. He's not bunting here, and he takes a strike. A fastball on the outside corner. A nice pitch. Count two is right there at the knees. Rupus Alon just hits tonight. Two runs on four hits. He's won two games in a row. As a breaking ball check, swing the appeal, but he did not go. And the count now wanted to. Rupin is double A to allowed four runs in four innings. That was on August 21st. On his last two starts, six full innings, both win. Breaking ball, now getting a swing and a miss. Strike three, a big out. And that runner is strikeout number six for Roop. That hole hitter in Davis. This will come to the plate. The Roop were both against divisional foes. A win against Akron And then last week's victory was over the Nationals affiliate in Harrisburg. 2-1, one down. It's 3-2 Richmond, and this is the pitch. And a breaking ball ending into the dirt. Ball one. Tavares, his last time up, saw three pitches. All of them were curveballs. And the third one, he hit into a double play. The count is 1-0 strikes. As Rupa's ready. And here's the pitch. Ball strike on the inside under the hands of Tavares. And the count evens here 1-1. On deck, Norby. A nutty hit game for the red-hot right-handed hitting second base, Bowie. As here's the pitch, runners are going. Breaking crowded left side, deep in the hole. Thing it is Wilson. He'll make a throw. And he is safe. And without a ball getting out of field, the Bay Sox have the bases loaded. And there's only one man out here. And here is Norby, but that's going to be the end of the day. For Roop, they're going to go in the left-hander. We'll tell you all about him when we return. It's 3-2 Richmond. Bowie has the bases loaded and one down in the sixth. And the top of the order awaiting right after on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
A birthday bet the Bay Sox is the best at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family and Braden, be the star of the show. Dug out with Louie, play games in the state, produce a batter in the game, and you'll even have the stadium sing for you. Base parties, an unforgettable one-night experience at Prince George's. Yours by calling 301-464-488 or at baysox.com.
From pains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulses to poison ivy. Care Corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to p.m. every day of the year. X-rays and prescription drugs are on site. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 to 10 p.m. every day.
So the new pitcher is the left-hander, Chris Wright. What a spot in the ball game! Bases loaded. There's only one man down. And the Bay Sox have not gotten a ball out of the infield in this inning. Roop walked the leadoff batter game for a third consecutive inning. He walked Dashbot, Hanley a bunt single, and after the strike, an infield to deep short from Tavares. Here's Norby. Right, he is 4-1.40 ERA, making his 38th out of the year. First spin into the grass, Mahan. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball. He threw him the curve, and he gets to the count, nothing and one. Norby has singled twice tonight. He's hit the ball up the middle in all three trips. Last time grounding to Fitzgerald near the second bag. The 0-1 pitch. Off the outside, a fastball, and the count evens here. A ball that is struck. So Wright actually second on the club in appearances. He has been here in Richmond throughout this campaign as he tries to somehow do this inherited jam. He throws, and it's a fastball up high, 90 miles an hour, and two balls and a strike. Dash back at third, back into Tavares at not the trio for Billy, but they're happy to have him on, no doubt. The 2-1, and a big breaking ball bending down for ball three. There's nowhere to put him. On deck, Kobe Mayo. The Bay Sox with an enormous lead here. They're one down, again, 3-2 Rindy. In the bottom six, Liddy. Right. Facing his first batter out of the pen. And a swing and a soaring pop. Very shallow right. Fitzgerald out. It's Hayward, the right fielder, in. Make the catch. Dashbot's going to throw. A slide. He's safe. Hayward tied at three. Oh, my. I got to think it was deep enough. But the Bay Sox rolled dice. And they kept smelling like roses. Tied at three at Prince George's Stadium. on a fly ball to very shallow right. The throw to the plate has some velocity on it, but it was a little bit third base line, and the catcher Marco get it. And sliding in safely was Dashbach. The lead runner now is Hensley. Here's Mayo, the pitch. And a breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike one. Well, if you're Bowie, you want to get greedy a bit more out of this, but edge run. And what a sight. Bay Sox manager Kyle Moore sending Dashbach on a fly ball nearly caught by the second. Here's the pitch. And a ball down and inside. Count evens 1-1. Mayo is getting the treatment of the power hitter for a reason. He's just that. He's homers in the last three games. Last night. Matt spoke to it earlier. It was a momentous black. I think 419 feet. I think if I walked that far to my car, I'd be out of... more about me than about Mayo. As the count is 1-1. A run is in. 2 minute run. The lead runner Hamley's at second. And we are tied at three. Big ball game for Bowie. Tied with Erie for first. Games to play in this two campaign. Erie leads Altoona 7-2 in the top of the eighth inning. And Akron is tied at two with Harris. The 1-1 pitch to Kobe Mayo. Another breaking ball, the third at inside balls. In the game of baseball, you see balls thrown maybe about 40 or 45% of the time now. Quite often, Mayo sees them even less. Right is set, and now the 2-1 swing and a miss through a fastball. Top of the zone, he grazed it into catcher Martirano in the catch. The right is working, Mayo backwards, throwing the soft early. And to get him with the heat. Count 2-2. Two down in the... Now left-handed, fastball under the knees, ball three. Our home plate umpire, Gabe Alfonso, stepped back. I thought he was going to turn and maybe ring him up. He was under zone. And the count's full, and that's big because now a lead runner at second, along with Tavares at first. They'll be running here with his new pitch. Well, the runners are on the move. Here it comes. Fastball down low, ball four. Oh, to check his swing and could not be. They appealed and he got run on the first base umpire, Tyler Whitty. The inning is over. Well, Richmond gets much damage, but the Bay Sox do tie game on the Norby sack fly. The seventh we go. We are 3-0 in Bowie. On the Bay Sox Small Network.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Raise lab tests and prescription dried, and most major insurance plans accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
A commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, and your job calls for the plumbers of Local Washington, D.C. Local 5 always delivers the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military pre-night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office, a proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Day, and it's the best happy hour every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
It's a night where if you bite your nose, you might be guilty of doing it this evening, right? We got another affair. Last night, Richmond came back from a ninth inning deficit to the Bay Sox. It's 3-3 now, top of the seventh. DeNoyer is back. He's worked an inning in two-thirds. He delivers, and Diego Rincon's soaring pop-up to the shortstop Hernandez, who backpedals to the shallow outfield grass, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one down, and now Will to the plate. Wilson, a highly drafted ball player. The Giants traded for him a few years ago. And they made some in his swing. They got him to stand a little bit taller. Tried to his stride. You can see now, as there's a hard ground to short, Hernandez was deep in the hole. And the long throw in time. Two pitches, two outs. And here's Brandon Martirano. And I bet you he will not swing a pitch. If you get two pitches and you're a batter, you can't swing at that first pitch. Let's see. Let's see if DeNoyer just puts it right and says, come on, Martirano, hit it away. And he, oh, he swung. How about that? Fouled it back to the screen. Heeks will at 94, guess where? Right down the middle. Well, your broadcasters sometimes things as there's a breaking inside. And the count. Yeah, many times we our intellect as we give our insight. Here's the 1-1. Our ground ball to third. It's going to be fitting. Mayo's throw to first. In top of the second. Hardly knew ye. On to the bottom of the second. Oh, we're tied at 3 apiece on the base side. Small network.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also have Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from the workers' compensation insurance companies. Services team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums. That's teamwork. To learn more, with your agent or visit ChesapeakeCEIWC.com.
Get your gear and abilia from your favorite Bay Sox play future stars, the Baltimore Orioles Tackle Box Team Store. Jersey hats, autographed bats and balls, great prices. Located right gate at Prince George's Stadium and on at BaySoxShop.com, the box is the only place to get the best box gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing for organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn program provide ballpark quality. Each service is custom-tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. It also offers outdoor pest controls, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and safely and effectively control insects in the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
While we go to the bottom of the seventh, and it's tied at three. Oh, we're having some fun at Prince George's Stadium. It's 3-4-5 in the base side. So in Hernandez and Wilson here to the plate against the left right. After Landon Roop, fourth double-A start, final line on Roop. And one-third innings at five hits, three runs earned. He walked fuck out six. 92 pitch for Roop in the game tonight. Now, our standing grounds crew is coming out, ending to the back of the mound right now. And it's kind of weird because it's been a rainy night. But they have replaced the cleaner, right? You got a little behind the mound that you can cut to scrub some dirt out of your cleats. And if dirt, well, get a new one. That's what they just did. But it's weird because it hasn't rained today. Unusual deal. Now applying some turf is in to dry the top of the rubber to Chris Wright's liking and ready to go now. His warm-up tosses. He'll face 3, 4, and 5. Haskin, Hurst, and Watson here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Once again, Bowie entering tonight. Tyree, 3.5 in front of Altoona and 4 in front of Akron. So Altoona and Erie are playing. One Haskin, right? And right now, I think Altoona is going to be that team. Erie is threatening again on the eighth inning. Two men are on, one man down, and Erie's on 8-2. Erie's lost 3 in a row, but it is once again 8-2. Actually, I think I'm wrong on that. I think they're moving around. Nevertheless, 8-2 Erie, bottom of the eighth inning. They're in Erie, Virginia. So Bowie will almost certainly have to win. Old serve. Instance of our U.S. Open tie. Akron is on the road, and here once again, they're 4 out. But again, the Sox play in Akron next. So you never know, right? Altoona and Erie could struggle next week. Akron could have a big week's buoy and catch everything. They're not out of it. They lead to bottom of the eighth inning in Harrisburg. So those we are really fun tonight. Portland is leading the other division, and right now they're on top of Binghamton 5-9. So here we go. One heck of a ball game. We tied at 3. The Bay Sox, having lost 3 in a row, trying to turn that around here. Haskin bats. They play to pull. As Wright is set, he throws. And it's off the outside. Small ball 1. You know, really, it's an interesting infield alignment here. The shortstop is straight away, maybe a few steps to the pull side. But Fitzgerald's right middle of the second baseman. 1-0 count. Swing and a drive. Field. Peters looks up. It's out of here. Oh! Stephen Haskin with a bolt of lightning. And the Bay Sox are in front. It's 4-0 Bowie. The 15th of the year is one of the biggest in a Bay Sox uniform. Wow, how good it is right there. Askew crushed it out left center. 392 feet off that. And here's Renato's bunt. And he takes down the side. Ball one. Both these teams, if you look at their rosters, they're constructed. Got some power. Richmond can hit the ball out of the ballpark as well. As here's the put to Hernandez. He's pulled the third baseman in at a curveball side. Count 1-1. Is a home run hitting ballpark. Diamond of Richmond is the opposite. And with that being the case, you just know who's the homers in Bowie has a big advantage. As chasing fastball away, Hernandez was well off the outside. 1-2. Now, there is homer of this ball game from either side, and it breaks a 3-3-7. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez keeps driving and runs. He had an RBI double tonight. Sending this ball the other way into right. Really a great hitting. The 2-2. Small chop weakly, third baseline, but it is foul. A swinging bunt of sorts, and it remains 2-2. Hernandez started the year in Delmarva, 3-0-5 in 60 high A's in Aberdeen. So he really had a good offensive season. He's 6 hits so far as a Bay Sox in games. As here's the. And a high fastball found in off the facing of the side level here. And we'll do it in 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez and Mayo are the two youngsters. Night in and night out in this high school draftees that have made Bowie very quickly. The next one, curveball, it almost hit him. And the count, 3-2. Hernandez, outstanding team draft of the Orioles. Mayo was drafted in the Jordan 2020 draft. 2 coming. Fastball grounded toward hard. 2 has left Wilson in front of it. And he throws the in time. And Hernandez is retired. 1 down. That ball was. And here is Zach Watson. He's warming in the Bay Sox bullpen. It's not a prize. Denoyer has been a pitcher that has given Bowie a lot of innings. Once again, 48 innings in 13 outings. 3 or 4 innings. He's going to be up right around there. As Watson, a ground ball base hit. Good piece of hitting. He got a fat ball up in the zone, and he slaps it to the right side of the infield. Boy, Watson, it's so good to see him get it going. He's such a talented ball player and has had a tough year, but he's putting that behind of late. That's his now 5th hit of this season, and he's 5 for 11 with a homer. Here's another ball player that is starting to fight into the plate. Andrew, 2 walks tonight, and he's tying run in the 6th inning. The right is set, and here's the. And a breaking ball inside. Ball 1. 4 runs on 7 hits and 1 error for the Bay Sox. 3 runs on 7 hits and an error for. Here's the pitch. High ball taken. They throw it up first. Since back safely. Trying to backpick him, the catcher, Arturado there. Bowie in the 3rd. Riley got to Garrett Stallings with a 3-5. Knocking Stallings with 1 down in the inning. Bowie has come back, pitch. Foul off the outside, and it's 3-0. Outside is one of the big spots of the game. Richmond had 3 runs in. a runner in third, one out, and Denier comes on and strikes out consecutive batters to keep it 3-2. And now it's a 4-3 game as he swings it well, deep left center, Pape looking up, and it gets again! His right fist raised in the air, dash by the bases, another Bowie home run. It's a two-run drive center, the fourth of the season for Dashbach. And what a seventh inning for the Bay Sox. Now leading it 60. Wow. And Dashbach has the kind of power that he can hit it out of here no matter the trajectory. And that ball was more of a line drive home run of sorts. As now, the pitching coach here in Paul Osipa is going to come out to the left and right. And he is walking again in a way in which he will by no means set a land speaker. And the Squirrels are going to get active going in their bullpen. Last night, the Bay Sox lead into the ninth of the game. Richmond came up with a big, big... And with it, upended Bowie. Really kind of a devastating loss for the Sox. Getting some insurance here on that Dashbach homer. It feels really, really big. As now the big fella, the 6'6", 250-pound left-hander, John Gatt, is up to throw. There's still only one out in this inning. Bowie has two homers. They've scored three. Here's Maverick Hanley. The pitch. A breaking ball strike to get ahead. Nothing. Both almost went to the exact same part of the field. Out to left or left center. Curveball popped him up on the end of the diamond. First baseman coming in and on the infield grass. He makes a two-handed catch. And Hanley retired. We've got a attendance figure tonight, 1,043, our crowd at Prince George's Stadium. Here's Chris Given. Three runs are in, and a three's broken. As here's Hitch, and a fastball high, ball one. It's a rare night in the area. We're here between D and Baltimore, in which there's not a major league game on in our area. The 1-0 pitch. And it's Anthony's for a strike. Borderline count 1-1. The Orioles, with a rare off day in the homestand, they'll begin a big weekend series with the Boston Red Sox tomorrow night. Here's the 1-1. Ball inside. Ball two. And then the Washington Nationals, they did play team. But the Nationals, who much like Bowie, blew a big ninth inning last night. They came back and got a time win. In six. They will now head to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. Pitch, fastball, check swing, it's off the line. They appeal, but Given got go. And the count is now 3-1. Boy, Given is another patient hitter picked up by the Orioles upon his release a few months ago. We've seen some of these ball players through Bowie. They're well, in the air, left center. He's racing back deep. It's one over the wall. It's a ground ball off the bat of Griffin. As he's it deep in the air to left center. Bounded off the warning track and over the wall. And the Bay Sox may not be yet in this seventh, but it's going to for the left-hander in Chris Wright. They're going to the tall left-hander coming out of the bullpen. We just saw Griffin with a double. And now to the game. John Gavin. Too bad we Gavin face Given. Less will deal for Gavin and Tavares when we return after 6-3 Bowie on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members have access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, provide a tenured team of office tech professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output device, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not give DCA Imaging a call at 577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImage.com. DCA Image Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, I saw, and I know you do too at home, to our internship. I still feel a little bit jilted, but I feel like it's not get. Great matchup of John Gavin against Chris Given, but John Gavin is now in the game, and he enters a runner at second, two down, three are in the frame, and here left fielder Davis Tavares for the Bay Sox. A 6'6" left-hander. And he delivers, and it fades a little beneath the knees. He went off speed. One ball and no strikes. Gavin is making only his fourth inning with Richmond. He's allowed four runs, three earned, and four and one third innings. 6-3, Bowie in seventh pitch. Swing at him, and Tavares loses his help. He's got some great. He took a nice cut, and the blonde blocks got a little bit of air. I'm on MILB TV as the count 1-1. These helmets are struggling. Scott, here's the pitch. And it's beaten down, ball two. Everybody in Baltimore is talking about that with Henderson's home run, the first of his career. And you could see wind flying through Gunner's flowing mane as he rounded the bases because the helmet flew off his head when he swung at the pitch. I don't know if he saw a wall. He was trying to catch his helmet. The count 2-1. Here's the off speed and in there. Boy, what a changeup, 76 miles an hour. Count 2-2. The outside corner about thigh high. The runner at second is Given. Gavin is set. Looks towards second, but he's going to come home. Then here's the pitch. Fastball missing. Ball three. The count full. You don't want a piece of the man on deck. It'd be if you are Given. The count is full. First base open here. The 3-2. And a miss. He got him. In fact, I think he got foul tipped into the mid of the count. Toronto on a high ball. That ends the inning, though, for the Bay Sox. Get homers to get Bowie the lead. Schmuck gives the Bay Sox insurance with a two-run shot. We'll be on the hill when we return. 6-3 Bowie into the eighth. Hot Sox Baseball Network.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. DCA Imaging, a call, 301-577-1021. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get the best deals at Prince George's with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation. It's a box seat at the ticket office with a Prevus, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around. Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Color Bud and Bud Light drafts with other specials throughout the year, and lots to get your night started. It's always a ballpark, so get your tickets now. BaySox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Steamfitters UA Local 602, the highest level of HVAC, electrical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, steamfitters-602.org.
Inning for the Bay Sox. Runs in the seventh. We head to the eighth. We lead 6-3, and with the call, here's Matt Sabatis.
So it's Moyer back to work. He's got an opportunity. In as the first pitch to Tristan Peters is second base, or shortstop rather, picked by Wilson near Milked by Darryl Nyes. Near second base. I'm looking on the wrong side of the car, the right side of the car, back and forth, left and right. I'll left and right when I turn 4 years old at some. Peters grounds out to short. And away here in the eighth inning. That's six pitches for Noah DeNoyer to rip four outs. He needed five in the second. And he's really just rocking through already what's been a quick rhythm for DeNoyer here in his 2022 campaign. Carter Aldretti bats. And the first pitch to him, like a fastball at 95 in the out zone. And it's nothing and one to start. Aldretti, Riley Mahon will follow. And then if either of those two reach, come Hayward after that. But Bowie ahead sixth as the next pitch is lifted on the line to right foul. Gets out of play and it runs two. The Sox found themselves trailing as a big problem with run games for Bowie this season. The 1-1 fouled off just a piece over to the right. Count stays. It's actually balls and two strikes. Base is empty, one away. And now the next. Misses down and away, so it runs into two strikes now on Aldretti, who killed in the fourth inning. But he got taken out on a that ended the frame. As Noah DeNoyer is already, and the home plate umpire never called time. DeNoyer was ready in his motion, and he just sent a pitch. Aldretti had a foot in the box, never backed out from home plate, and never signaled time. And then he called no pitch. The 1-2 pitch is bounced to short. One hop's picked by Darryl Hernandez. A hot shot, 99 miles an hour. And he said first in time, 6-3 put out. Well, the home plate umpire needs to do a better job in a scenario like that. You understand, especially as DeNoyer is on his third full inning of relief. It's not hard to pick up the quick speed that he works with on the mound. Still has a foot in the batter's box. And they've not signaled for time. That's enough for DeNoyer to feel. Two away, here's Riley on first pitch, and he hacks at it. Cup empty on a slider low and inside. It's nothing in one to start. Man 1-for-3, single to right field in the he struck out twice today. Next pitch. Curveball just misses up and away. It's a ball and a strike now. But he could probably finish out this game. He's been able to go four innings in before, but it was such a peculiar scenario for him to come in the midst of an inning. Next pitch, half swing he went. On a breaking ball low, the home plate has him up on it, and it's a ball and two strikes. 6-3, Bowie. DeNoyer is trying to make sure that really no one gets a pass here as the 1-2 is high. The count goes to 2-2. John Gavin isn't going to get on the bench if DeNoyer keeps working. The 2-2 pitch. Hard hit ball to the gap in right center field. Ball for a base hit and roll to the wall. In a second, Mahon has a chance for a triple as Hudson Haskin had to tuck it out of the warning track. He slides safely. The throw didn't even get to the in. Mahon's first triple of the season. He finds himself 90 feet away. Two outs here in the eighth inning. That was just a changeup that sat a little bit outside and a little low to the left-hander, but it was still on both directions. Just off to reach out and pull it out toward right center field. A good pitch. But a hit by Mahon. Here's Jacob Hayward. First pitch into the corner, and Hayward watches fastball. Called for outside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Hayward 0-for-3. Struck out in the sixth inning. He hit into a force in fourth. He lined out to left field back in second. Infield play deep and straight up. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away. Slider, and it runs the ball on a strike here. Well, they close up in Erie. They've just wrapped up. Seawolves win 9-2. So Bowie's best bet today is win and stay in a tie for first. One misses low. It's 2-1. But again, Bowie is going to need some work in their favor after really missing chance of the last couple of last night. They would have moved into sole possession place, and they blew a two-run lead in the DeNoyer set. And the 2-1 pitch here. Is cracked out toward deep right. Old Hayward might have done it again. Watson runs to the wall at the warning track. Leaps. It was second night in a row. Jacob Hayward has a two-run home run. Back to a one-run game. 6-5. 10th of the season for Hayward. 8th home run by Stallings this year. Or by player, I should say. 33 RBI for Hayward. He seems to hit the other way well. He's done it twice. In this series, 98 miles an hour, 357 feet. Hit balls off of DeNoyer. He's got to be now as Richmond works with tying run. Feeney, first pitch, and Feeney swings and misses. Low changeup, and it's nothing and one to start. DeNoyer might not come out inning at this rate. Here's the 0-1. Speed called for strike on the outside edge. It's not two. Well, first, 11 batters Denoyer faced, the 11-1 base runner. The 0-2 pitch is swung on strike three. Instant bounce back for Denoyer, but not before a big chunk in Bowie Lee. Two-run home run, two outs for Jacob Hayward. And as we move bottom of the eighth, Bowie's lead is only one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to bones, care is around the corner. Patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray tests and prescription drugs are on. Most major insurance plans are except for routine illnesses and injuries. Patient first is here for you. Patient first. The name fits.
Patient first. Proud part of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 every day.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game, group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Entertaining clients to birthday parties, even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your at unbeatable rates with plenty of options, suites, seats, and decks around ballpark. The group can eat their fill of an unforgettable time. Find out. Schedule your group outing by calling 304-464-488 or going to BaySox.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their services. For all your residential and pest control needs, call Pest Now. Pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control service, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 1-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Bottom of the inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox need to build their lead. They had it at a three edge before Jacob Hayward. A two-run home run for the second consecutive night. And it's 6-5. As we move eighth, Connor Norby will lead off. Kobe Mayo and Hudson Haskin, top of the Bowie, up to bat. Norby is two for today with a sacrifice fly. First pitch, his curveball missed wide. It's 1-0 to... John Gavin out for his first full inning of relief. He came in following Chris Wright, who was tagged friends in that seventh inning. Gavin struck out the only bat face. Left-hander fires the 1-0, and Norby's a called strike. Will play sinker outside corner, and it's 1-1. He is singled twice. Both of them went strong. One in the first, one in the third. They both came the first batter of an inning. The third inning that he's led off the frame. The 1-1, and Norby swings and misses. Curveball down, it's 1-2. Norby rounded out to second base in the fourth. He had a sacrifice fly in the sixth that game. After Bowie loaded the bases with only an out, that was the only run they got in the frame. As the 1-2 pitch is lined over towards short, one hop and backhanded deep in the hole by Wilson. A body throw, but it's low and gets by. He is not going to try for second base. He doesn't even make a turn. It would be helpful to get back to the bag in time, but he did turn. And they're not even going to tag him. It'll be an infield single for B, his third hit of the day. He's collected three hits, as mentioned, when leadoff batter of an inning. So this game back to leading off. August 18th is very successful, a 3-for-4 day. Mayo will bat now 0-for-3 with a walk. First pitch in Mayo watches fastball just missed the letters. That one looked like it could have gone. So with 1-0, Mayo walked back in the fifth inning. He struck out his last time up in the sixth. As Gavin sends in the next, it's a called strike. Change up on, and it's 1-1. Action in bullpens right now as Hector Perez for the Bay Sox. Clay Helvey is tossing for Rich. Helvey would be making his second appearance of this series after coming in Tuesday's game. Pickoff throw back first. Norby not taking that big of a lead against a handed pitcher. Martirano behind home plate. But Perez warming and hitting. Perez would try and come in for this, but he's been having a couple of clunkers lately as the 1-1 is spiking the outside edge at 1-2. Perez gave up a lead and suffered a walk-off in his last start, or his last appearance, rather. Shouldn't say a lead. He did off loss, however, to the Erie Seawolves. Only collected one out when allowing three batters to reach. This poked foul over to the right side. Counts KO. As 6-5 here in the bottom of the eighth, they would really give Perez some insurance. Norby has led off each of his three innings sit today. He scored once. He third the other time. How far they can get him this time. 1-2 count on Mayo. And the next pitch, low. Off speed, runs the count even at 2-2. So we'll see when Helvey comes in. Obviously, Gavin didn't need much to work through that first, the seventh inning. retired Davis Stokely, so he's probably got enough of a leash for this whole eighth. That Richmond just has Heady in case, especially with just a one-run game now. 2-2 pitch, and Mayo swings and misses. Fastball too far outside, and he's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Gavin Soule today. Overall for Richmond pitching, who himself has struck out four times. So here's Hudson Haskin. He's been on base every time he's stepped to the and has done it in four different ways. In the first, reached on an error in the third, reached on a fielder's choice in the homered his last time up in the first pitch, and Haskin pulls back, all too far inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Haskin led off the seventh inning with a home run. He's had one of the interesting stat lines when he's a leadoff this season. Now, he's never really batted as the leadoff batter for the Bay Sox, but when he's the first bat of an inning, he's hitting .293, well above his season average, .1033 OPS, and he's now got 9 home runs of his 15 total. Norby takes off, and they've got him picked. The throw to first, Simon back to second. He's tagged out. Pickoff and caught dealing goes 1-3-4. Surprised that the Bay Sox were willing to there in a one-run game, especially Tanner on the mound. They got their... Well, they got it when the hitting was good, of course, with the right-handers on and Martirano behind the dish. And now, instead of runners and one away, it's no one on and two away. Comes in a one-run game. That hurt. So we wait on the 1-0 to Haskin. Here it is. Called a strike. Fastball at the knees, and it's 1-0. Barring a big run now by Bowie, it's going to be a one-run lead for Hector Perez and manage. 1-1, and Haskin out of play to the right side. Count to a ball and two strikes as that one lands on the berm in front of the lights. The 1-2 pitch. Haskin watches called strike three. Curl on the outside edge. Bowie gets a leadoff base and the minimum to the plate. And we go to the Bay Sox. Need to hold on to a 1-1 lead. 6-5. Here look at Bay Sox baseball.
Commercial Plumbing Project calls for a job done safely and on time. Your job calls for the plumbers of local Washington, D.C. Local 5 always delivered the most skilled and welding craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit Local5Plumbers.org. That's Local5Plumbers.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime. National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring ball memories to life. It's events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Stories to tell, your memories there. Plan your family visit today at Baseball Hall. See you down where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, a physical therapist, and more. All employee back to work. Contain cost, keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIG.com.
Move on to the ninth inning here at Prince George's. Always a pleasure to have you along. Hopefully, we can see a Bowie base once again. As the Bay Sox lead 6-5 into the top of the ninth, Hector Perez will come on and try and earn a save for Bowie. As Noah Denoyer is done, he was close to a near spotless performance, allowing a two-run home run with two outs in the top of the eighth to Jacob Hayward. Denoyer eventually finishes 3 2/3 innings, 3 hits allowed, runs total. He struck out 5, did not one, and allowed the home run. First to Tyler Fitzgerald is called a changeup upper inside corner. It's nothing. Fitzgerald, then Diego Rincon, Will Wilson will bat for in this half inning. Sets at the chin, stands upright, and for one, a fastball at 96, misses, and it's a ball and a strike now. Perez, a 6'3", 220-pound right-hander. Minor league signed just earlier this year by the Orioles. Fires the 1-1 pitch. It's outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez on the season has 9 appearances with the Bucs. He's 0-2. Both losses are walk-off losses. He's got a 4.5 ERA and 10 and a third under his belt. 16 strikeouts, 4 walks. The 2-1 is on bouncer over toward short, waiting and holding up at the chest. Hernandez grabs and fires first base in time. Farrell got it close. High chopper, dived into the dirt at only 2 miles an hour off the bat. And Hernandez really had to wait on it before running into the throw. That was an excellent play by the shortstop. So one away, here's Diaz. Perez saves on his season. He has blown a save. His blown save came in a walk-off loss to the Akron Rubbers. Just a little bit over. First pitch to Rincon as misses in it, and it's 1-0 to start. But he took another walk-off loss in his appearance. That was on Sunday against Erie. When the Bay Sox had tied the score, Perez went in for the ninth, the 1-0 pitch. Down and inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes on Rincones, who's 1-for-4 today with a single. Perez, a single to open that ninth inning against the strikeout, but then a walk and a double, and then allowed a walk-off sacker fly to Quincy Porti. 2-0 pitch, and it's fouled off. Rincones himself, and the count goes to 2 balls. Rincones has surprisingly had a quiet series against the Bay Sox. Came into this week batting 45. 5-3-5, close enough, against the Bay Sox this season, and he's only gotten 2 hits over these teams. The 2-1, fastball just misses down and away, 7. Close, but looked to be the right one, as it 3 balls and a strike. Empty, 1 away, here in the top of the ninth inning. The 3-1 pitch, and it's hammered up to center field. Haskin has a track on it, but still going to the warp. He makes the catch over the shoulder, up against the chest, and there's 2 away. All of this coming in a one-run game. The Sox have not had their best nights when the final score is only 1 run apart. 19-28 in games decided by 1 run, and that's tied for the most win losses in all of baseball. The other team with 28 one-run losses, the Texas Rangers. As Will Wilson steps up, as steps off the back of the rubber before first pitch. Now he says, here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Left side, it's nothing and one to start. 0-for-3 day for Wilson. He walked it forward in the fifth inning after Garrett Stallings loaded the bases and allowed a bases clear by Brandon Martirano. But we led 2-0 and trailed 3-2. The 0-1 pitch misses on a fastball, and it's 1-1. 2 home runs for the Bay Sox in the bottom of the seventh. Tied the game ahead. Hudson got one, and Andrew Dashbach had a 2-run. 1-1 pitch. Well outside slider runs it to 2 balls and a strike. Jake Hayward in his 2-run home run in the top of the eighth inning brought Richmond back within 1. So it's always a tying run scenario. The 2-1 misses down and it's 3-1. Hayward's 10th home run of the season actually pushes him into 2nd overall in franchise history for career home runs with the score 2 as a member of Richmond. Well, 3-plus seasons. 3 away, ball 4. There was a check swing, fastball outside, but Wilson definitely held off. Run is on base with 2 outs, your 9th. And Brandon Martirano, who had the bases clearing double in the 5th inning, will step up to bat here. That's the only hit of the day for Martirano, 1-for-4 overall. He's grounded out, struck looking. He popped out to first, foul territory all the way back in the 1st inning. As Bowie leads five here in the top of the ninth inning, trying to break the game slide. First pitch, down and away. After Perez started ahead 1 on Will Wilson, he's thrown 5 out of the zone. Tap on the right side of the infield with runner being first and a mild shift on for the right. The 1-0 pitch, and Martirano fouls it off of the catcher's skin, the umpire. Maverick Handley instant turns to make sure that the umpire is okay. And it wasn't much of an issue. Fastball up and inside, and it's 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 for Richmond. 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 Bay Sox. Home run making an appearance late in this game, just as they yesterday. As the 1-1 pitch is called a strike, 96 mile an hour foot away, and it's 1-2. Well, the fans cheering right now. Getting to their feet, clapping. Excited for this Bowie win. Perez just needs to give it to him. Runner at first, 2 away. The 2 pitch. Misses in the dirt. Handley keeps it in front. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So the right-hander digs back into the box. Perez sets at the waist, up to the chin, and now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Bowie Bay Sox are once again. Perez slams the door with a 97-mile-an-hour from the outside edge. And a big one-run win for Bowie to stay in for first place. Your final tonight, Bowie's Richmond 5. We've got a lot to talk about. Bay Sox postgame following this big win to halt that three-game slide. Or this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Know what a Steve Fitter is. More important, what we do and how much it impacts. Just take a moment to think about what it would look like if you didn't have to generate electricity to heating or air conditioning, microchips, internet service, web storage, cellular service, or refrigerated produce. And these are just some of the things. Please visit stevefitter-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel best. This summer, take the time to shop on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in the neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you VP. Learn more at Luminous Health. Very good.
At DCA Imaging Systems, I attend your team of office technologists ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, scan flow, to document security and storage, we stand people print. Not printer. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-101, or find out more about how it can help you. DCA Imaging. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich coffee beans from the lush mountain Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farm. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made machines grind those rich flavor coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royals.
It's now time for the Bay Sox post-game show. Back to the ballpark with Matt.
A one-run win for Bowie. Massive amount of one-run losses over the last few days. For them to pick up a one-run is relieving. It doesn't help them too much in the standings as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame at Georgia Stadium. Still a nice three-game slide, but Bill needs to get more work done as we head to the final nine games of the regular season. But it was a good day for Richmond nonetheless. 6-5, flying squirrels. The Bay Sox used a couple of bits to get it done. As we get rolling with baseball's game, we'll start with a recap of this one, break it down a little bit, and then take a break and look around the Western League, get you caught up on anything you might have missed in the EL and the Orioles. We recap, take you all the way back in faraway land of 6:37 p.m. Came home from Garrett Stallings to Shane Matheny. A ball, but Matheny eventually struck out. Stallings had to dance around trouble. Had to do that a lot today. He allowed two hits and runners at the corners with only one out, out of the jam. In the bottom of the Bay Sox, loaded the bases. They had a runner at second with only Connor Norby singled and stole second. Watson, with two outs, struck out, but a wild pitch let him get to first base, and the bases were loaded with two outs before Andrew Dashbach bounced out, and the inning was instantly over. In the second, Stallings gave up a lead, but stranded the runner at second, and in the bottom, the Bay Sox went down in order against starter Brandon Roop. Top of the third, Stallings allowed two more base runners. A walk and error put one into scoring position. Strikeouts ended that threat. At the bottom of the third, the Bay Sox were finally able to get something going, maybe giving Stallings a little bit of breathing room. It did when Connor Norby singled. He stole. Hudson Haskin reached on an error. Norby at third, and Daryl Hernais stepped up with a key hit after dropping down to the cleanup slot for the first time today.
And he's already had some RBIs here with Bowie the pitch. And he swings and lines a base hit. Bay Sox have the lead. Over to cut it off Hayward. Her second. He's in there standing with the bullet. And it's 1-0 Bowie.
So a big double there for Hernandez. Surprisingly, his first double-A double after his first double-A home run. At third, thanks to Hudson Haskin reaching on that error, there was still plenty of time for Zach Hudson to double up that lead.
As Rubin, and here's the pitch. Swinging to the left, Peterson to catch. Haskin will tag for the throw, a slide, and the play is Haskin. And the Bay Sox have a 2-0 lead.
So a sacrifice fly for Haskin, and he had a two-run edge, but it's into the top of the fourth. Garrelings came in a peculiar situation. He had already faced the lineup twice. He was at 76 pitches, scoreless innings, having to deal with base runners the time. But Bowie elected to set him out for the fifth inning in his third quarter, and it burned them. He started behind, no balls and two strikes, but walked. Tyler Fitzgerald to left field to put Matheny at third. Diego Rincones did ground out, stayed put, but then Will Wilson, he said no balls and two strikes, and walked. The bases were loaded, and there was only one out. Stallings was up against the wall, and Bartirano basically knocked him through that wall. Jake Prezina, the two pitch, Swing a line drive, left field hit. This is going to tie the game. Matheny scores. Fitzgerald's Richmond's going to take the lead as Wilson comes all the way home to score from first. The home is late. Bases clearing double for Brandon Morano, and Richmond leads 3-2. So a blown opportunity there for the Bay Sox. Stallings was immediately lifted from the game. They had a 2-0 lead. They trailed through. Stallings was in line for a loss. Noah DeNoyer came in, though, and then struck out a pair with that runner at third and the third on the play from the and stranded him there to just that one run. Bowie was able to manage that. In the bottom of the fifth, though, they got nothing. Hudson Haskin got to third base after reaching on a four, stealing a base, then going to third on a... But Bowie left him stranded. In the sixth, Noah DeNoyer allowed only a single to open the inning, but struck out two scoreless frame. And in the bottom of the Bay Sox were able to tie the game. After they loaded the bases with only Washbach walked, Maverick Handley and Morris each collected infield singles. That knocked reliever Chris Wright, but Connor Norby lifted a sacrifice fly to make it 3-3. But that's not where big action happened, because after a scoreless the seventh from Noah DeNoyer, the bottom of the kicked off in a big way when Hudson Haskin got a hold of one.
One coming. And a drive way back left field. Peters looks up, and it's hit! Hudson Haskin with a lightning, and the Bay Sox are in front. It's 4-3. 15th of the year for Haskin. It's one of the biggest he's hit. Bay Sox uniform.
Big blast for Hudson, and it gave it, but they weren't done there. After Daryl Hernandez grounded out, Zach Watson picked up a single on the first pitch he saw over to Andrew Dashbach, was able to bring them home. Dave.
As he swings and drives deep left center, Peters backing up, and it gets out of here again. His right fist raised in air. Dashbach moves the bases. Another big Bowie home run. It's a two-run drive to left center. The 14th of the season for Dashbach. And what a seventh inning for the Sox. Now leading it 6-3.
Well, it turned to be a needed three-run inning for Bay Sox. A needed two-run for Andrew Dashbach. Because at the top of the eighth, Noah DeNoyer ready to polish off another scoreless inning. Two quick groundouts against Tristan Peters, Per Aldretti, Riley Mahon laced out toward left center field. And Jacob Hayward stepped up. He had a two-run in the eighth inning last night. He did it again tonight. The 2-1 pitch here. Is cracked out deep right field. Hayward might have done it again, running back to the wall at the warning kick leaps, and there it goes. Second night in a row, Jacob Hayward has a two-run home run, and it's back to a one-run game, 6-5. So after Bowie so often last night tried to lead, only for Richmond to bring it back within one, it looked like the cards were dealt in the same way tonight. But fortunately, after the Bay Sox scoreless in the eighth, Hector Perez for the ninth, and after a two-out walk, he was able to shut the door on Toronto. Perez sets at the weight. Up to the chin. A two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The Bay Sox are winners. One. Perez slams the door. 7-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside. And a big one-run win for to stay tied for first place. Your final night, Bowie 6, Richmond 5. Full box score. Richmond scores 5 runs, 9 hits with 1 error. They left on 9. Bowie scores 6 runs on 10 hits with 1 error. They left on 9. So identical line scores, I suppose you could say. The maker would be Hudson Haskins' solo home run. That's the only real difference between the two. Noah DeNoyer picks up the win. He's 1-2. While the losing pitcher is Chris Ross, 4-2 on the year. Hector Perez, save. It's his third this season. The game was played in 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's 2043. With us, Richmond falls to 61-60 season. A one-game losing streak for the two-game winning streak is over, as they're now 29-37 when on the road and 13-18 in games decided by one run. With the win, the Bay Sox move to 64-65 in the year. The three-game losing streak is over, and now 36-30 at home. 20-28 decided by one run. Sexy's Bowie jump up to 37-20, while Richmond falls to 21-38. Well, Adam, it still stings a little bit, considering that Bowie could have maintained a full game's lead in the Southwest with this win tonight, had they been able to win their lead last night, but at least a little bit of solace from holding a run win like this one tonight.
Oh, unclear. And look, when you lose a game, like you did last night, it's tough for a game like that to snowball with three in a row. Things could have gone downhill in a hurry. I thought that DeNoyer got 3-2 in the fifth. Keep it a three-run buoy within one. We're pinning this game. And then the Bay Sox will rally afterwards. Good to see Dashbach having this kind of series. Two home runs. He's also got a double. Got four hits in the first three games of the series. Nice tonight. There were just so many that Bowie did well in this game. But no, DeNoyer gave up the two-run home. But I think it's a riveting that he got his first Eastern League and double A night. He's been so good for the Bay Sox in long relief. And this was a huge ball game this evening, and now here you go. Still tied with nine games left. We'll talk a little bit more about that right after.
Yeah, we've got the Eastern League scoreboards to talk about. And, of course, if you've been following, we've already spoiled how the year wrapped up, but there's still plenty more scores to talk about. With the way that Erie and Altoona season is going, Altoona is still making up for the playoffs, as is the Akron Rubber Ducks. So you've got to stick around for these upcoming scores. We're back after this. Bowie wins 5. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Lab tests and prescription drug site and most major insurances are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First is you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. every day.
As the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for fall. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bits football kickoff night at Prince Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff on Friday, September 9th. Get your ticket at baysox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Orthodontics accepts most insurance, whether it's braces or Invisalign aligner. Everyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our full payment options. With two of leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Smile.com today and book Bolt. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to action here at Prince George's Stadium as we wrap up Bay Sox postgame. A 6-5 Bowie win over Richmond. It's not going to do them much in the Southwest Division standings because the Erie Seawolves were able to win once more. Erie on 5 runs in the 4th inning to a 2-2 tie and cruised to a 9 over the Altoona curve. So after Bowie missed out on their opportunity to move in first place last night, they are just settled for maintaining for first tonight. But remember, as 9 games left in the regular season, still holds the tiebreaker here in half. But the Bay Sox have been just dancing with Erie for the last 2 weeks. Bowie has either been sole possession of first or tied first every single day since August 24th, and they're going to go into the consecutive day tied first place when tomorrow gets going in their last 6 games. That's just about as tight as a run toward the end of the season they ask for.
Wow.
Akron had overcome a 1-run deficit at Harrisburg earlier tonight. They put 2 runs in the 8th inning to win 3-2. While Portland picked up a consecutive win over Binghamton 5-2, the Sea Dogs have emerged as one of the hottest teams in the Eastern League this second half as they improved to 38-20 half over these 50 games. Is that 60 games, if I can remember how to count? So, and then they've moved into the 10th inning for in Reading. It looks like that they have just finished. And, you know, the game day always funky when you move into extra innings, but it looks like they're tied it into the 10th. Actually, as a matter of fact, Reading in a game-tying run in the bottom of the to force extra innings. So that's the glitches that we're seeing. But it's 6-6, and New Hampshire is just getting their first shot at that runner at second and no top of the 10th. And they might be looking at innings over in Hartford. We'll just have to see. The 8th inning knotted at 5 after Hartford had taken a 2-1 lead, but Somerset suddenly blew up to a 5-2 lead. Hartford had a chip back at it, and now they had potentially extras. Hartford gets something going soon as they sit in the bottom of the 8th. That's the Eastern League, though. Bowie is trying to see how they can gain. Altoona is going to fall to 4.5 games out. Akron will still be 4 games out as Altoona falls down to 4th place. Akron moves back up into 3rd. Again, just 9 games left to play in the regular. So a quick run through of the standings there. Adam, how's the Orioles organization looking?
Well, today is starting to play some winning bait of late. The Shorebirds 4-1 victor tonight against the Downeast Wood Ducks, formerly Boston, but of course they are in North Carolina. The game, though, was played in Marva. Jersey Shore, though, is the winner. The Phillies' high A affiliate up as Aberdeen 4-1 the final. Only Orioles affiliate right now, you know, that will play postseason. Well, of course, Bowie hoping to, you know, unfortunately, they are playing in Memphis, Tennessee. You saw the last night.
Yeah,
in the first inning, there was an active going around. Really, I mean, the D.C. active shooters of 20 years ago that were just absolutely terrifying our area for weeks. And they had an active shooter in Memphis last night, so they stopped in the first inning. So, therefore, they completed the first game, a game. Norfolk winning it 7-2. They are now playing a 7-inning game following in the second. 1-0 the Tides in front there in the second inning. Back towards game one, though. A former Bay Sox, Cade Benyer, had a really good night. We didn't able to talk much about Cade in this season, Triple-A throughout. He went 2-for-3 with 3 runs and 2 runs driven in.
Well, it's looking like at the very least, Bowie was able to pick up a win that they absolutely need to stay in the hunt in the right now. Of course, that is the story we care about most on this production, and a 6-5 winner for the Bay Sox over Richmond. Two sides will get going tomorrow for game 4 in the series as Bowie looks to even up the 6-game set. Kermit will get the start for the Bay Sox, 1-1 with an 8.00 ER, but it's still just going to be his 4th appearance, so don't look too far into those. While the left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison over Richmond, 4-2 with a 0.36 ERA. He's been one of the best arms this year. 7:05 first pitch on Friday, which means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, 6:45. It's going to do it for us from Georgia Stadium. Alongside Adam Pohl, I'm Matt. Thank you so much for stopping by. And Bowie takes down Richmond tonight, 6-5. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Talks Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time. Another exciting broadcast coming soon. This has been a presentation of Bay Sox.